SAVE Act, H.R. 22, or the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, was originally introduced by Representative Chip Roy and passed by the House in April of 2025.
The SAVE Act is a great bill. Mike and I updated our SAVE Act, which focuses on citizenship. We added the voter ID, to your point. That's now the Save America Act, and it's a great bill. And we want to move that bill over to the Senate and then force the Senate to act. I want Democrats to have to explain why they want non-citizens to vote in our elections and they don't want common sense voter ID in federal elections.
Can you explain how requiring proof of ID is voter suppression?
That's not a statement that I ever made.
You sure about that?
Then you should have brought the SAVE Act, which is a voter suppression bill.
The bill demands ironclad documentary proof of U.S. citizenship for federal voter registration, slamming the door shut on any loophole for non-citizens to sneak onto our rolls.
The way the voting system is structured, we see quite a few flaws. You're able to register even if and cast a vote if you don't live in the country, as evident of his brother in Pakistan. And I think we have some evidence of two or three other people out of the country that voted. Is that correct?
Yeah, approximately two or three other people out of the country, as well as people residing outside of the district.
All you have to do is click a box and say that you're not lying, and then you'll get an email from the Secretary of State or something in the mail saying thank you for registering to vote, and there you are. Once you're on the voter rolls, anytime an election comes around, guess what? You get mailed a ballot.
And we found that there were just about 5+ million of them that came to the country as illegals, were giving various forms of parole or allowed in the country, and they got through an automatic system, Social Security numbers, so they get into our benefit systems. And we tracked that through and found that they were on the benefit programs. And just because we were curious, we then looked to see if they were on the voter rolls. And we found in a handful of cooperative states that there were thousands of them on the voter rolls, and that many of them had voted.
71% of sovereign countries require voter ID, while about 15% require basic personal details, and 13% require some form of non-photo ID. Only a small minority of countries have no ID-like requirement at all.
They will bring in hundreds of illegals. They will spread them out across all of these plants and factories, giving them jobs. They're all using the same Social Security number. The IRS unconnected our names from the Social Security number. Now when you look it up, it just pings to see if there's an employer. If there is, it says it's good. It validates it. Why do they do that? Because all of these factories are giving them Social Security numbers. The government turns its back on it. As soon as you have a Social Security number and you go over to motor voter, pass the driver's test, right? You get a driver's license. The person looks, you got a social, you must be a citizen. That's how they pack the rolls.
Nearly a year after House passage, the Senate remains the choke point, with Majority Leader John Thune publicly signaling support and stating a vote is coming at some point once an updated version clears committee. Thune must bring the bill or its stronger Save America Act companion out of committee, schedule floor time, and rally the 53 GOP senators plus at least 7 Democrats, or nuke the filibuster, to hit 60 votes and break through Democratic resistance. It's not optional. Thune either delivers on this core integrity promise or faces the wrath of the growing awareness of the American people.
So the latest voter suppression bill is not a serious thing. Let's just be clear about that. You're asking me a legitimate question, but it's an illegitimate bill. That's dead on arrival. It's going nowhere.
Things could get pretty messy here on the Hill today, as House Republicans may have to advance this package of government spending bills without any help from Democrats whatsoever. Now, the first thing that House Republicans have to do is pass a complicated procedural vote known as a rule. That has to pass in order to get an actual vote on these funding bills on the House floor. Now, that procedural vote is going to be a whole lot easier said than done. Not only will Democrats not vote for it, but Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna is threatening to hold the whole process up if the voter ID bill known as the SAVE Act isn't attached to the spending bills. Still, though, Speaker Johnson is confident it'll all get worked out.
Call now. Demand your congressman and senator pass the SAVE Act. 202-224-3121. Add the SAVE Act to the government funding bill. Please call.
That's right. We'll be back. It's Tuesday Live. 3121.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026, and all hell is breaking loose. The Epstein files are shaking the globalists to their core. Massive broadcast today. The special investigative journal.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Leading Pizzagate Epstein researcher Liz Crokin is joining us. Pete Santelli on what's really happening inside the DOJ and more. Your phone calls, you name it. This is a big broadcast. Please share the live feed now at Real Alex Jones on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble. Tell folks about those local AM and FM stations you're listening to. You are the Paul Revere's. This fight is coming to a head right now. This information we cover is not number one, it's everything. This is not some political genre. This is a fight for civilization and our very lives. You hear all these movies about coaches and stuff get out there and win, and they all care, and they come together, and it's triumphant. That's for a game. But we recognize that because we're supposed to be able to come together and do great things. So the system goes, oh, you go out and do a children's thing. You go out and play a sport. That's where you put your manhood. That's who we honor. That's who we admire. Then they even take that away from you and put men and women sports. It's all about taking every human institution and destroying it.
That was sweet, huh? Did you like that? Yeah!
So you watch these coaches in games, especially the playoffs, and they're just, everybody looks at the coach. That's good. It's how a man's supposed to act. He really cares. He's got the numbers, the facts. He knows the other side. He's on the ball. Because you're supposed to do that in life and business and culture and health and with your relationship with God. You're supposed to act like that about the real world, like Trump and Elon Musk are. Instead, these evil little nerds who weren't in the cool club and hate everybody, and they love passive-aggressive murder. It thrills them to know they're growing spike protein in everyone and killing everyone and making money off of it while they do it. And we're too stupid to figure it out. And you look at that photo with Fauci, like holding Hotez. And Hotez, he's on TV. Like, he'll be the 11 new pandemics. Trump will have it crashing down. He won't stop us. Your children need more shots. You don't think they don't know what it's doing? They did it on purpose. And so you've seen FBI chief counsel in Connecticut go, yeah, we wouldn't start the lawsuits on Jones. You've seen the CIA, FBI undercover videos are like, yeah, we couldn't take him out criminally. We investigated him and found out he didn't do anything wrong. And yeah, under, national security. So we went and set all this up and ran PR about him and demonized him with stuff he never did so we could then do this. They did that to America. They did that to families. They did that to God. They did that to X and Y chromosome. They're attacking it all because it's in the way of their devilish plan. It's to kill, steal, and destroy.
Alex Jones. Tomorrow's news today.
They know what they're doing. They mean business. They've already conquered most of the world. And they're not going to stop. George Soros stole the pension funds of dozens of countries' old people. The left loves him. He crashes currencies. He puts old people on the street. He helps Adolf Hitler round up Jews. They love that. That's power. That's the pure exercise of will to them. Because They're such disgusting people. Look at Mondami. Look at Alexander Soros. Those are the most disingenuous, fake, wicked, manipulating people that have nothing but absolute, total rage towards you and your family. You're a hard-working middle-class black family, they hate you. You're a hard-working middle-class Hispanic family, they hate you. You're a hard-working middle-class white family, they hate you. They hate anything that ever stood up to total power and total control. It's in their textbooks of why the West must be destroyed, so there's no example of anybody else and no hope worldwide. Nothing but darkness and evil rulers, because they can do whatever they want. And how they convince the West that we're the authors of the evil, that we're the authors of slavery, that we're the authors of darkness and destruction, when despite all our problems, the West has been the great light. And they don't deny that in Japan. They don't deny that as philosophers, even in India. They teach that there still, but not here. You've got to be taught that you are bad. You are evil. So you must bow down and give up your life force, give up your will, give up your survival instinct, and learn to hate yourself, because the world's going to end. Because the ice caps all melt and the polar bears all drown. None of it's true. And you know it's not true. But when AOC and all of them tell you the world ends in 2030, well, under their 2030 agenda, the world as you know it is over. And any free market capitalist system of competition is over. And the mega corporations through the governments rule you. And they do it all through class envy, when it is the billionaire globalist class, the BlackRocks, the Larry Finks, that are running all of this. So when you hear everybody that wants welfare and everybody that wants a free lunch, everybody that's a criminal, everybody that wants to get away with murder is going to come to New York, and that, boy, that's stupid, that'll destroy the city, that's the plan. And then as that falls, and as they bring in even more foreigners, that boils into the next town, boils into the next city. And the incredible corruption of the Democratic Party and all the money they steal and all the things they do. They want to destroy all the tourist centers. They want ugliness. They want homelessness. They want homeless camps everywhere. They want rats running around the street. While Larry Fink lives on a 20,000-acre gigantic mansion that rival what the King of England has. But, oh, he's up there telling you if you're making $100,000 a year, you're a rich, evil, white person, and you better do whatever he says. And they're destroying the means of production. The big banks don't want competition. They want to destroy the means of production so they can then issue you credits when you're in debt. They already own 80%+ of the assets in the world, but now they've got to get the last 20%, not just because they're greedy like Scrooge McDuck that wants to swim around in gold, but because they want to dictate everything to us. They don't want you to have anything. Not a garden, not your health, not a little farm, not a skill, not be able to say 2 + 2 = 4, not be able to fix an engine because all the engines are computerized and won't let you. They want a post-human world with robots delivering us all our food and everything else, the poison food. It is a premeditated international globalist takeover, and they admit it. It is deliberate. It is a plan, and you can stop a deliberate plan. Deliberate, deliberate, premeditated, 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 premeditated. I thought it was important. A lot of new people are tuning into the show, obviously, every day on AM, FM stations, cable, local TV, X, Rumble. And, of course, the clips get posted all over the place on TikTok and YouTube and Instagram and Facebook. Thanks to all of you. But I thought those are a couple of little promo pieces from the last few months that I think really boil down what we're facing. This is premeditated. All right. The 3 million+ Epstein files got released, as you know, on Friday. And it is the mother lode. And can you imagine what they held back? And I have been very clear, even before Trump got back in, that knowing all the parties and the Democrats that control the file, that Trump would be presented with the fact that it would be almost impossible to bring it all out, but that there are so many innocent people in there that it would just be best to shut it down. Now, that was the thinking. I didn't agree with it. I said that it would backfire on Trump. I said Trump has never been implicated in any abuse, but by extension, he would become a party after the fact if he made that mistake. And I was told that that was the direction he was going. Could you call it a pure cover-up? No, because he wasn't even really in control of all the agencies and files and courts and systems. And you've seen courts
Democrat courts tried to block the release. The Democrat lawyers are back now with victims filing an emergency injunctions to take the files down. It is a tar baby. But regardless, justice be done, may the heavens fall. And so my advice was just release everything, order everything released, find out groups and organizations that are blocking it, expose them, like the Democrats, because I've studied this for 20 years. I'm one of the leading experts on it. I've forgotten more than most so-called experts know. And so I have a real knowledge and grasp of it. And I understood that if Trump didn't just push everything out he has an ability to, it would turn it into a focus on the things about him that we have already been recycled that are all nothing burgers. And even by predicting this and accurately charting it, that's what my job is, a public that is not sophisticated or doesn't have great depth on this but is woken up to the fact they're being lied to, a lot of people even think that I am wanting a cover-up because I've simply pointed out that Trump is not a party to the crimes anywhere, the money laundering, the intelligence agencies, the bizarre medical experiments that are now coming out I told you about, all the secret children Epstein had, that's now being confirmed. That he would then become a party to it after the fact. So I said this the last 3 days several times, and it's gone viral. People going, oh my God, Alex Jones is now admitting that Trump is a party after the fact. I've been saying that for over a year. Every time I talk about it, any regular listeners heard me say it hundreds of times the last year alone, and during the election hundreds of times. So what's happening is people are choosing to either say, don't look at the Epstein stuff because it is a Democrat plan, the way they're spending it to hurt Trump, and sure, they're trying that, or they are basically focusing on the young women and just the Democrats connected to that. You need to be focused on all of it. You need to hold Trump's feet to the fire, the DOJ's feet to the fire, and in my view, and you also need to look at the young women and look at the victims, all of which have said they never saw Trump, never saw him do anything. One woman, Virginia Dufresne, worked at Mar-a-Lago when she was 14, 15. Epstein scooped her out of there. Trump kicked him out of the club over it, pissed off. He was the guy that dropped the dime. That's in the recordings with Michael Wolff many years ago with writing the book with Epstein. Epstein saying, no, Trump never got massages. He never was with the girls, but I hate the son of a bitch. And, you know, he's the one that called and dropped the dime, you know, 18 years ago, you know, got me put in prison for the first time for a year. So I just know all of that. So I'm like, yeah, Trump, you're not involved. But I know the intelligence agencies are coming to you, Ratcliffe and others, and saying this will embarrass the British, the Israelis, and the U.S. Plus, the Democrats have had the files. They've only left stuff in there that is recycled bull about you. So it's just best to move on. And then Bongino and Patel got in there and went from saying we're going to release it all to, oh, no, there's nothing there. That was a total disaster 10 months ago and wounded grievously the Trump administration. And I jumped up and down at the time and said, you are becoming an accessory after the fact. And I know for a fact the president got pissed off at me about it. That's fine. So this is a very complex, nuanced situation. And you've got to listen to the broadcast in large chunks like you're doing now to actually get what's going on. That said, moving on from that discussion, we have one of the preeminent real researchers on government, elite, pedophilia, Pizzagate, Epstein, you name it, Liz Crokin joining us coming up in the second hour. She'll be with us for an hour and a half. Then Pete Santilli, who really is a great journalist and researcher and former political prisoner, who is, I know from the sources, because I have some of the same people I talk to, extremely dialed in with the good guys at the DOJ. He has got the waterfront he's going to cover with us for an hour and a half, starting at 1:30 to 3 p.m. You don't want to miss that. And he was working obviously closely with Ed Martin. Ed Martin is an amazing person. I've known Ed for at least 25 years. Whenever Phyllis Schlafly, who was a big fan of the show and just an icon of the Liberty Movement, whenever she would be under the weather or busy, but they wanted to promote what they were doing at the Eagle Forum, who he later became the head of. You talk about the original OGs, you know, that goes back to McCarthy, that goes back to Robert Welch. I mean, he goes back to the people in the 50s that figured this out. I mean, these are the OGs. And a special trust that was set up to battle the globalists, the communists. Flynn is now the head of that, General Flynn. I mean, these are the original OGs. If they hadn't been there, we'd have been defeated a long time ago. I mean, they knew the whole enemy plan 67 years ago. But my point about all of that is that Ed Martin is as good as you get. And when they demoted him from heading up the government weaponization against the people task force, it broke. He was fired yesterday. Our sources called, our crew called, and got the accurate report out first that indeed, no, he'd just been removed out of that task force, and that it was Todd Blanche, the deputy attorney general, that really is the attorney general that did it. Later in the evening, it came out in the New York Times, and indeed, that was the case. And, of course, I'm attacked in the article as well. So then I saw the white pill people viciously attack Martin. This is the Republicans saying Martin's terrible. Martin never got anything done. He's a bad guy. And the reason I raise that is it shows how those white pillers, many of them, quote, influencers, I'm not going to name them. This is, you know who they are, if you've seen it. I mean, they snapped their fingers right when they did this to Martin. They came out and said he's terrible, he's bad. They defended Todd Blanche, Pam Bondi, and said he never got anything done. Everything he tried to do was blocked by Todd Blanche. Okay, and Martin was very professional when I talked to him. He would only talk about my case, and I was persecuted. He'd never get into it. But I talked to other people at the Justice Department. I'll leave it at that. And they said 100% Blanche, a Democrat lawyer, is absolutely horrible. He's Bill Barr 2.0. And this is a really bad sign that Trump allowed this to happen because he likes Ed Martin. The president calls him all the time. They would meet once a week. And he tasked him in all this. And the fact that they've been trying to fire him since he was brought in the last year, and of course the Republicans blocked him in the Senate confirmation to be the U.S. attorney out of D.C. Instead, they put in Judge Jean Perino. It was a nice lady and everything. This is just bad. So I can only explain to you how I feel, okay? And I just tell you out on the table where my thoughts on my sleeve, where I'm at. We've got Kennedy doing unbelievably good work that would take hours, even less, the accomplishments. We have Gabbard, same thing. We have the border shut down 96%. We have big deportations ramping up. We have really good economic policy, no tax on tips. It goes on for hours. Energy, 45, 50% less than it was a year ago. Changing the tax code for the people. I mean, it's really good. And it's not even Republican. It's very populist. And so I understand it would be popular because people want instant gratification, and you're purist, a lot of you, and I get it, to just completely turn against Trump, savage the living hell out of him, and suddenly I'd be back on Instagram, back on YouTube, everywhere. Okay? I've already been offered $50 million a year in an off-record meeting before they all sued me 8 years ago, 9 years ago, by the Democrats. Personally, $50 million a year. And that I have to work for them and run this news operation for them. I told them no. They said, all right, we'll get ready, and it happened. So all I've gotten is grief and pain and thanklessness from the Republican Party and basically from the Trump orbit, because they know I'll spotlight corruption in the Trump operation. Most of the time he doesn't know about. I will try to keep them on the right track, and I will expose the Democrats and their operations at the same time. So I have the Republican establishment hating me. I have the Democrat establishment hating me because they know I've done my homework and I've got their number. And I also have a lot of people that are awake now but don't have depth or context who just kind of see things in very simple terms of why don't you come out against Trump? You just said he tacitly, obliquely, at least for a while, went along with the cover-up till he saw that he was being set up in it, even though he was innocent. And then now, in the last 5 months, he said, fine, release it all. They did. And because believe me, if he didn't tell the DOJ to do it, they wouldn't have complied with Congress. And then he comes out 3 days ago and says, wow, I'm vindicated. See, this is great. Yeah. Yeah, Trump. Because Trump's like, this is old news. Why are we focused on that? He focuses on what's currently happening. So I have been a friend of truth. I've been a friend of America. I have done the best I can. And I'm not going to give people simple, boiled down platitudes. But even yesterday afternoon, I was sitting back saying, I don't want to just give, it's not the whole audience, but it's half the audience, who I do respect, what they want, because I never give people what they want. I do what I think is right, and I really pray about it and focus. But I was just like, man, I may just come out against Trump. And I'm like, no, all the good that's happening, my God, did you want Kamala? It's not a lesser of two evils, it's what you've got. And he is getting us out of the carbon taxes and out of UN and everything with name only, out of the World Trade Organization. I mean, it's their whole globalist thing is falling apart and all the stuff's coming out. And, you know, I sit back and I'm literally sitting. Sometimes I'll be driving home or driving to a meeting and I just don't even want to drive, I want to think. So I pulled over. This is the entrance to some apartments that I don't even live there. I just pull in and I just sit back, lean the seat back, and I just for about 20 minutes, I just, God, what do you want me to do? And then I noticed that Brianna Morello, our morning host, amazing journalist, was texting me and she's like, you know, about the Ed Martin thing and saying, you know, he's not completely fired. That's not true, but he's been removed from the task force. That later, hours later, came out as accurate. And I was just like, wow, that's like one more straw on the camel's back. And so I sat there another 30 minutes in that parking lot drinking iced tea and just like, when I say pray, just asking God, what do you want me to do? And God just said, explain all that. Literally, just explain this. Because there's, I mean, people have to make their own decisions what's going to happen here. Part of me wants to come completely after Trump. And, I mean, go bullhorn the White House. Because I could get into the White House. I've been invited to dinner and just didn't go. But that'll have no effect. But if I go bullhorn it for a day, that will. I know, because I've done it before with Trump. So, trying to get him in the lockdowns. Which he did move into, and the Democrats brought it back. But I mean, that's that because literally God's saying to me, this is a process. It's up to individuals to make their own decision. The answer is just laying it out. And that's what I've just done for 20 minutes here. Is what would you do? And in fact, I got here today and I knew we had these big guests on, which I'm really excited they're coming on. But I was also like, God, I really want to open the phones up for like 4 hours and just ask listeners, what do you think we should do? Because this is a big decision. All right. I'm just as pissed off as you are. Okay. I mean, Ed Martin was going after the Democrats, the FBI, and the CIA for setting me up. We have all the documents open and shut. Todd Blanche shut that down. I mean, this was personal for me too. And so, I mean, we need to have a debate about this. And God told me, he just said, put it to the audience. Seriously, God's like, spill your guts, wear it on your sleeve.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now look here, even to this very day I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello friends, welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements.
Sometimes we have BOGO Sups.
We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
As misinformation and so-called fake news continues to be rapidly distributed on the internet, our reality has become increasingly shaped by false information.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, so I just spent 20 minutes explaining where I'm at on all of this. And here's really a key thing to sink in my view. I think you'll agree with me. While we spent 20 minutes explaining that, while I did, there are new revelations every few seconds on X alone with people going through the 3 million plus files, the 180,000 photos, the 2,000 videos of world leaders naked at sex parties, you know, all the stuff, references to Satan, Baal, Moloch, human sacrifice, his bank accounts having the name of biblical demons, plans to overthrow Putin, money laundering operations, and then just direct emails of Epstein saying, we have a delicious piece of pizza that's glowing and warm and has a really good time, and you know, seven of us are going to share the pizza. And then the people getting back saying, thank you, that piece of pizza was amazing, I want to do it again. Other people, when they're invited back, saying, I'm having nightmares and seeing shadows, sorry, I'm tapping out. Epstein saying, yeah, everybody doesn't get it. Whoa. Aleister Crowley stuff. All the same type of crap that's in the WikiLeaks. The real Pizzagate stuff. And again, it's centered around New York. Podesta, oh, the 7-year-old, 9-year-old, 11-year-old are well-trained. They're being delivered to the hot tub at the secluded farm with the pool. The pool will be heated in the hot tub, obviously. And remember, they're well-trained, but they are children. And it goes on and on and on. And so I want to be very clear, because it isn't about being criticized. I've been criticized by the media, the government, everybody forever. To be a trailblazer, you know, is to set the trends, not follow them. But I do see when we post this incredible information and links directly to the DOJ database that now Democrats have filed to remove. That's, I got the Wall Street Journal right here. They sure wanted it, and boy, they don't now. That when people, when I post this and others do, and they literally half the comments are, why are you covering up for Trump? What the hell does that have to do? If there's something with Trump, you post it. We've already looked at it. We will cover it. The issue is he tacitly joined in because the CIA asked him to for Mossad. I've been saying that for over a year. That's true. He backed off of that when they turned on him. It was wrong. Okay? But he's not at the core of this. He's not even on the periphery. The stuff's out now. A populist victory. So I'm noticing the Democrat defense through their influencers posing as patriots is, do not look at Bill Gates, the Clintons, Lord Mandelson, you know, all of these elites, hundreds of them, with clearly in demonic ritualized sex parties. I mean, they say torturing children, eating children. I've shown them yesterday. I showed them on the weekend. I'll show them again. I mean, this is next level, okay? This is what Ted Gunderson told me 30-something years ago was going on, and he had a lot of evidence. But still, it was shocking. And, of course, he had illegitimate kids, and, of course, there was weird medical experiments going on. We already knew that. This is all in there. So I'm not covering anything up. I'm exposing it all, and was one of the first to expose it, even before Epstein was on the radar. People trying to say, if you cover the Democrats, and it's 99% Democrats, that you're covering up for Trump, expose them all. If there's real stuff on Trump and something comes out, I'll say, oh, my God, this is horrible. We got to remove Trump. We got to defeat the Democrats, get somebody better in there. But it's not there. It'd be so popular if I just went with the thing that you're supposed to do and say Trump is guilty, when it's the recycled Jane Doe's. In most cases, aren't even real people, or they were in mental institutions. It's all been confirmed. They say he's raping them at golf courses that didn't exist till, you know, 5 years later. I mean, it's crap. They had a hotline up until December of last year where people would call in and FBI secretaries would just fill out a report. You can call them, and they'd say, yeah, I was at Mar-a-Lago in August and, you know, saw Trump and Elon, blah, blah, blah. And then they look at the date and Trump and Elon weren't even there then. You know, it's like this stuff is ridiculous. It's like E. Jean Carroll saying, oh, here's the Vogue dress I was wearing. She wore it on the cover of a magazine when he grabbed me, you know, in the changing stall. And they went, we didn't put that dress out for almost 3 years later. And then every word she said was the script of a Law and Order show. And the woman's a crazy leftist cat lady. So it's just, I mean, God, if I get some real evidence here, I will go after Trump. E. Jean Carroll went on CNN and said he raped you. She goes, don't say rape. Rape is hot. Every man loves rape. No, this was an assault. I mean, and Huber goes, we're going to go to break. We're going to go to break. Get that clip. I mean, and people then said, why are you coming up for Trump? The woman is a anti-Trump leftist loon ball. They had a rigged judge case where Trump said he was innocent, so she sued him for defamation. The jury didn't find him guilty of rape or assault. They found him guilty of defamation. Then he still said he was innocent. They tried him again, but the first time 15 million, the next time 80-something million or 70-something million, I forget. You can't say you're innocent? Well, that happened in my show trials. Both judges said you cannot say you're innocent and a list of other things. And then you go read what E. Jean Carroll says on her own blogs and programs. It's all about perversion and incest and, you know, just crazy town stuff. I mean, these are the people that people go, oh, there's evidence. I see these collages saying, look, Trump's a pedophile. And it's him with his daughters sitting in his lap and him kissing his daughters on the cheek. I've got probably 500 of those in my phone right now. I've got three daughters, 21, 17, and 8. My 8-year-old was sitting on my lap today, kissing me on the cheek. Before she left to school, I made her breakfast. She came over, she said, I love you, Daddy, and kissed me on the cheek, and then got on my lap and hugged me and just said, I love you so much. These people would take a photo of that and say, this is sick. So, again, we just talk about Trump. Talk about Trump. I've just done it for 40 minutes. Instead of all of this. I mean, I was going back over this morning. They were handing me more stacks, all confirmed, all his emails. And, I mean, it is 100% Satanism. It is 100%. Clearly, I didn't know this till now. Epstein was bisexual. He's talking to all these scientists about, you know, how much fun it is to, you know, do this and that. I'm just like, these people are wild, folks. And it's all about transgenderism to break up the society, which we already knew, and how they're going to launch transgenderism, you know, the big rollout right before they did. And Epstein was in with the elites. And he was like a gopher and a go-betweener. Yeah, let's hear from E. Jean Carroll. I mean, this is how psycho this lady is. Here she is.
You don't feel like a victim.
I was not thrown on the ground and ravished, which the word rape carries so many sexual connotations. This was not sexual. It hurt.
But I think most people think of rape as a, I mean, it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy. Mm.
Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
Mm. We've just got to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
I don't think rape's fun. I've dated a few women, about 20% of them. Say, slap me around, say you're going to rape me, and I'm like, relationship over, bye-bye. But that's an issue with women. Now, it has come out that Ehud Barak, with a whole bunch of credible witnesses, likes to beat up women. Dick Cheney wasn't into kids. He liked full-grown women, but he liked to beat them. I've talked to people that have been raped by Dick Cheney and, you know, punched, beat up. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, these are people on power trips who see us as animals. And next hour, we're going to be getting into this with one of the top investigators out there. But just remember that when you see a post with the Democrats and these billionaires and all these enemies of Trump doing horrible things, Bill Gates, you name it, you're going to be attacked and said, why are you covering up for Trump? And the minute you see that, don't be on the defensive and like, yes, this is all this moralizing of people that have taken on talking points that don't want you to look at all the big bankers and brokerage firm heads and top Wall Street people that are almost all Democrats, and the few that are Republicans need to be exposed because it was a victory for populism to force this out. And then we need to put massive pressure on the DOJ to prosecute. And if Trump gets in the way of that, we need to expose that and speak out against the president. But I think he's learned his lesson at this point and has said, wow, this actually vindicates me, because he didn't know what was in there. They told him it was a bunch of bull. He just said, oh, it's a hoax, you know, trying to connect me to it. He later clarified, no, I mean, Epstein was a bad guy. I first exposed him, which he did. But I'm saying the whole thing itself, the way it's being rolled out, is a hoax. And I would say in the PR battle, Trump is losing the PR battle. The Republicans are losing it, and it's because of direct bad management sabotaging Trump in the White House and the DOJ. Because these very people, Bill Gates and Larry Summers and all these other billionaires that are attacking Trump publicly behind the scenes, they're running this operation. And Trump needs to fully get behind prosecuting them. And then the American people will absolutely support you and forgive you for your missteps. But this is really about we the people, because we just can't count on the DOJ and Trump. We have to count on our governors, our legislatures. You saw the Democrats using local governments to indict Trump and people for nothing. Well, we have real stuff with the Democrats, and not just on the Epstein stuff. You got to understand, Epstein is a window into the sex operations that Keir Starmer protected for 15 years as the chief magistrate over the CPS in the UK. And per town, thousands of girls sex trafficked, hundreds killed. It's estimated it's a 500,000 girls as young as 5. They allowed the Pakistanis, as part of the culture, to run sex slavery, to be the suppliers of the women for the British establishment. They're involved too. And so it's much bigger than Prince Andrew, Prince Charles, and Jimmy Savile, absolutely heavily into all this. I mean, these are wicked, bad people. And I've been on the air 32 years in April exposing all of this back when almost no one knew about it. It was extremely unpopular. People thought I was crazy. But I've been vindicated again. And the guest I would have on, John DeCamp and Ted Gunderson and Kathy O'Brien. Ooh, let's get Kathy O'Brien back on. And you know, all of these people have been totally vindicated. They said that they would torture children, kill some of them for Baal, which can also be known as Moloch under another name in the Middle East. And what do they worship? A Bohemian Grove. And that's just the kind of gateway drug of it. That's the little league to try to recruit people and see what they're into. It's kind of the gateway to it. And that's what I've been saying since day one, is when they kill the little kids and then get their organs on top of it, you don't ever hear from them. So who we have is the younger women who they would decide to keep, and who they would then train to go recruit other young women. So you could say they're accessories by the fact, not all of them after the fact, but the ones that survived were the ones that did do that. And I think under Stockholm Syndrome and torture, you really can't blame them, but that's still something you have to understand. And so we've day one told you it's about secret medical procedures. It's about breeding farms. It's about illegitimate children. It's about getting a woman pregnant, keeping her in her facility, paying her, or keeping her captive. They do both. Having a procedure, putting them under cesarean, remove the 8-month-old baby. It's not technically alive or a human yet, they say, though it is. And exsanguinating them, sucking all their juices out, including bone marrow, to be injected into these old evil men and women. So, and I told you all this almost 2 decades ago, specifically on Epstein, and people are like, Jones is crazy. He's saying he's a mad scientist. And now, of course, it's all come out. But this goes so deep into the institutions that anyone at the DOJ, even if they're good and willing to do it, is going to be blocked by the other people that are scared or in on it. And then if you do actually go after these people, they come after you and your family. I've done it. I've experienced it. I am Alexander Emmerich Jones. I have been absolutely hunted by these people because I've told the truth, because I've exposed them on 9/11, the day of it, Oklahoma City, all of it, Ruby Ridge, Waco, all the major events, the major wars, accurate, right, on target. But the good news is populism is surging. The general public is awakening. The globalists are in trouble. But there is a belief that, oh, it all hangs on Trump. It doesn't. Well, there's a belief that, you know, well, okay, things aren't fixed right away. Well, you have to wake up to it. You have to expose it. You have to engage it. And it's a process. And humans aren't perfect. We're fallen sinners. So even if this establishment is destroyed, or this global system is dismantled, doesn't mean what's left there is going to be a wonderful, perfect world. It's up to all of us individually, good fighting evil. That is the ongoing struggle. But I have to tell you, I covered a lot of it yesterday, but there's even new stuff that's even worse. I mean, I already knew all this, but I mean, you're reading all the Satanism and all the ball worship and the bank accounts named after demons and delivering the piece of pizza that's going to pleasure you well. And boy, that was great, but I don't know why we had to kill it. I don't know why we had to eat it. Cannibalism. And they're not even hiding it, folks. And this stuff goes back, these emails, you know, to 2000, 2006, 7, 8. I mean, they thought back then with Bush and then Obama, they thought they were invincible. I mean, they're in emails saying we're delivering three children to you to the hot tub for your pleasure, Mr. Podesta, for your entertainment, in the secluded woods. You know, that's in WikiLeaks. I mean, this is all the same stuff here. And you're just reading it, and it's like, this is real. And now it's up to us to get this out. Now it's up to us one way or another to never drop this and to know these are the same people that have taken our kids hostage at all the public and private schools. I mean, all over Austin, the crew saw it. I saw it. In the last week, the Democrats announced Wednesday, we're now going to deploy the children. And then through the NGOs and through the teachers' unions in every city and most even small towns, a lot of those parents weren't told. A lot of parents showed up, took their kids out. They found out later. And they just elementary, middle school, high school, they march them out. And then they start beating up people with Trump stickers on their cars. It just happened in just south of me in San Marcos, Hays County, over the weekend. Just violence everywhere. And just mobs of high schoolers, middle schoolers beating people up. Elementary students being marched out, saying, you know, horrible things about ICE and President Trump. I mean, this is a Maoist cultural revolution. And the transgenderism and all of it is about the state coming in. Parents are freaking out in California because the law's in place now where 12-year-olds can make their own medical decisions, including to be transgender. And so you take your kid to the doctor or the hospital and they say, sorry, we don't talk to you. We talk to your 12-year-old. And then they make the medical decisions and they fill out the forms. And the parents are like, what the hell is this? A lot of leftists are finally waking up going, well, I'm no longer a leftist. This is about losing parental rights. And all of this is about getting access to the children. And they don't just want to rape them. They want to torture them. They want to kill them. And I know that's hard to deal with, but that's really the reality here. Look at abortion. Look at all the infanticide. Look at assisted suicide in Canada and the Netherlands now, where they're killing children against their will if the state is their ward. And old people. I don't want to die. Sorry, 84-year-old woman. We're taking you off the medication, and we're going to put you on morphine and kill you. And they kill her. That was last week. So it's all out in the open now, folks. What they do in their dungeons is now being externalized to everybody. So we have a huge special guest joining us, dealing with this, coming up in the next hour. In other news, a lot of good news. detransitioner praises landmark court case as a sign of the times, wins $2 million for being pressured and brainwashed into having her breast cut off. And Europe's already banning it. The UK's banning it, essentially. But they sure got this over on us for a while. Clinton's capitulate to House Epstein inquiry, agreeing to testify. Mainstream news is pissed. They say, yeah, there really is nothing Trump. There's no Trump thing there. Yeah, there's not. Other than him kind of halfway going along with the cover-up. That's my opinion. People say, well, how do you support a guy that's in a cover-up? It's a bureaucracy. He can kind of, you know, just let it slide. But, yeah, essentially that's it. So you then support the Democrats that actually are doing it all? And I'm just saying it's what we're dealing with here. And then you've got all the stuff in there about the war with the Goyim, the Jews' war with Christians and white people in the West. And I'm not saying it's all Jews because it's not, but I mean, this is the elitism of groups and people that, you know, think everybody's beneath them. That's part and parcel of any mafia, basically. But it has to be addressed whenever these very same groups are trying to balkanize and say, take a knee during the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. You know, America is inherently evil. Whites are inherently evil. And it's some Jewish writer at the New York Times. You just say, oh, you're into this, huh? We're going to go to break. Remember, we are listener supported. And I make it really easy to support by bringing you the very best products. And it's not hype. It's the truth. We have the best methylene blue that gives you incredible energy, stamina, clarity, focus, skips a bunch of the oxidation process in the cells. It's basically equivalent to nitrous oxide, you know, going into an engine. It just massively increases the horsepower. So good for you. It's changed my life. The stamina, the libido, the energy, my workouts. It's amazing. Talk to your physician before you take it, though, because it can counteract and have some bad effects with, like, SSRIs and things. It's very serious. Any methylene blue is strong. Ours is just insanely strong. Hands down the best ever. 5-star reviews. And you really should get some. You've seen the listeners call in. You've heard them. You've seen the guests take it. I usually remember to give most guests that come into the studio. Every guest we've given it to is just blown away. The reviews are from amazing to just over-the-top spectacular, life-changing, like a fog lifts, incredible energy, but like zen focus. It really is amazing. So we have the best proprietary made right here in America at a medical facility in Florida, Ultramethylene Blue. Only place you can get it is thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, be sure to check out all of the great new flip knives, battle daggers, limited edition inscriptions, and more, plus the widest selection of Patriot apparel. What an adventure to wear the 1776 gear, the comedy gear, the classic Trump gear, the InfoWars gear, hundreds and hundreds of great designs, ball caps, T-shirts, you name it. Ultramethylene Red is back as well. It goes great with Methylene Blue. It's amazing. It's proprietary. It's almost as game-changing as Methylene Blue. It's really special. You want to get Methylene Red as well if you love Methylene Blue. We'll be right back with hour number two with special guests. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival.
And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexmatour.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise.
I know. Liz Crokin, an incredible filmmaker, journalist, researcher on all things global pedophile Satanism, Pizzagate, Epstein, you name it. She's joining us coming up next segment. But the good news is this stuff's all coming out and the world is completely different and the old establishment's being brought down. So we have to, as frustrating as it is to know we're right, we're vindicated, it's so horrible, the bad guys are not happy campers right now. And the fourth turning is here. And it's an amazing time to be alive. So we're going to get into all these different facets of this coming up. But I want you to remember, folks, this is a fight of good versus evil, and God is in control, and God wins in the end. I just recommend that people personal relationship with God, praying to God, saying, I want to be good. I want to recognize truth. I want to know what truth is. I want to open myself up to you. I'm an imperfect. I repent for what I've done. I want you to cleanse me and then show me the truth and then show me how to be a better person. And then show me after that what the mission is you have for me. And literally, if you do that through a process, it may take days, may take months, may take years, then the adventure begins, and then all of a sudden you're being given like intel and stuff, like, and like literally just, you have to learn to go with it. It's never wrong, and it's God, and it's there, and it's your personal relationship, and then obviously people get this relationship, they all want to teach other people it, and God says get together in groups, that's great. But Christ didn't try to go get the Sadducees, the Pharisees, and the priest class to join him. He said their minds were closed. He went to the prostitutes and the tax collectors and the robbers, the thieves, because they were already outcasts. But that's where he found people that were already under evil's control but weren't arrogant about it, who were looking for a way out. And so, I mean, I think that's really what it comes down to, is a spiritual relationship with God. And there are some real churches and things.
But don't you find that? I know I have found that. You see sparks of this in the most unlikely people. If you put a list on paper of the people in your life, I won't ask you to say it out loud, but who you really trust, or you talk to and you groove with them and they like know exactly what you're saying. You know, they are on the same wavelength in some deep way. It's not the people you would expect. Have you ever noticed that?
Absolutely. Most people get into media because they want to be movie stars. Most people become a preacher because they want to, you know, because they want to be famous and have power. And then you'll find like just the most just normal, unassuming person that has all this great knowledge.
Yes.
Because they already have all the power. They don't need power. And so it's just
they're connected to God's power. Is that what you mean?
Absolutely. And it's quite the quest because so many people are lost, and really it's an inside job. They've got to somehow open up a channel to God, and then they'll see everything that's happening, and then God will give them a message and a mission of what they should do. And I don't want to say all churches are bad, because there's a lot of good people in the churches regardless. It's just that the last 120 years, the Rockefeller Foundation, the ecumenical movement, and all of that has really moved into the churches. We see that with all the rainbow flags and all, you know, the famous cathedrals in England now festooned with all the leftists, you know, graffiti and garbage. I mean, it's been captured, is my point.
God is gay.
But people can't get turned off by that and say, well, God's dead. No, no. Satan has occupied the so-called temples. But God isn't in the temple. God is inside us. We are live, still on air. despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Just broke as people dig through the 3 million plus files. It's on X. Paul Weiss Law Firm, top Democrat law firm, coordinated MIT's Jeffrey Epstein cover up in 2019-2020. MIT provost and chancellor were forced to say they had no memory of discussing Virginia Giuffre and Epstein on January 13, 2015 retreat, despite email evidence proving they did. And there's more on the Paul Weiss law firm. Paul Weiss chair Brad Karp told Jeffrey Epstein, "You're amazing." Now, who's run the lawsuits against me? Look it up. Who last year in federal courts in their filings said they'd spent $323 million? A lot of it Bloomberg money trying to take me off the air in the rigged court cases. You see? I've also seen some of the mentally ill people out there that just love to attack anybody that does real work. I bet Alex Jones is in the Epstein files. Yeah, I am. It came out last year in an earlier release, him talking trash about me. Yeah, I am in the files. And his law firm has been ruthlessly attacking me for many, many, many years. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm in their gun sights. That's right. But those of you that have never been in the arena, you don't understand things like that. You can just point at the man in the arena and say that person's bad because it makes you feel big. That's sick and mentally ill. Now, Liz Crokin, I've been familiar with her work for years. I'm really glad to have her on, is an award-winning author, independent investigative journalist, and documentary film producer, best known for her relentless work exposing sex trafficking. Liz executive produced Slave Princess, released in the fall of 2021. The documentary film covered Britney Spears' illicit conservatorship and the systematic corruption surrounding it, involving media, Hollywood, and the government. In spring of 2020, Liz appeared. It goes on from there. But her work, even since then, has been more powerful. She's an expert on Pizzagate. That's a gateway into these elite pedophile rings and the control systems. And, of course, on Epstein, it's all tied together. And she's really good at navigating disinfo, twisted information, fake information versus the real stuff. And so it's great to have her on with us. We have all these new emails confirmed to be Epstein. One piece of pizza, you know, to be shared with a bunch of people. It's glowing. You're really going to love it. Talk of cannibalism. I mean, all of this stuff is just unbelievable. Even though I know all about it, it's just shocking when you see it so confirmed and out in the open. So we can get her take on where this is going, who the different factions are, what's happening with Trump, and what she thinks needs to be done. You can find her at LizCrokin.net. That's LizCrokin.net, or on X at LizCrokin. And we're really blessed to have her here with us. Liz, I feel like I know you. I've watched your work so much. It's great to have you here with us today. Where do you want to start? Because there's so many places.
Well, thank you for having me. I think hell's freezing over because Pizzagate's going mainstream, and we're finally doing an interview together. If you want to start at the beginning with the Podesta emails, we can go back to 2016, but it's totally up to you.
Yeah, let's do that. Pull up. We're going to deliver you the 7, 9, and 11-year-old for entertainment to the wooded facility with the hot tub. Yeah, let's start there.
That's a good one.
So you've got the floor. Go ahead. Tell us about
it. Okay. So in 2016, the Podesta emails came out. And as you know, and this was right before the election in October, and they were released by WikiLeaks, and Julian Assange runs WikiLeaks, right? Now, in those emails, they were littered with code words, and many of those code words were pizza or food related, and they were not used in a context that applies to food. So people like me and yourself started researching this, and we started researching the people that were sending these emails and what they were into, and we discovered that it was, after doing the research, it was clear as day that these people are involved in child sex trafficking. But I want to say that in 2016, when these emails were released, it was known in the pedophile community, I guess we'd say, that pizza was a pedophile code word. And there was actually evidence of it on the internet in 2016. And what happened is after the Podesta emails came out and people like myself started noticing that they were using pizza in a context that doesn't apply to food and that it was also a pedophile code word, they started scrubbing this stuff from the internet. And then what the media did is they then twisted what Pizzagate is. They never mentioned the Podesta emails. They made it seem that Pizzagate was only about Comet ping pong in a basement. And, you know, Hillary Clinton is allegedly trafficking kids from the basement of this pizza shop.
And that's the New York Times, this is a key now, and we just learned this week. We knew the first part years ago. CNN, they focused on 4chan. They all focused on the disinfo about that there. They made a story, then turned around and said that I did and claimed a man came and attacked for me, which wasn't true, but they couldn't sue me for that because they knew it wasn't true, though they talked about doing it. And now we learn that Epstein was working closely with the individuals at 4chan and 8chan in the emails for years putting out disinfo. Pretty powerful.
Absolutely. So back to the email that you're talking about. So there were, you know, a bunch of emails that referenced pizza, like I'm going to get pizza for an hour, or, you know, pizza related map, just a lot of pizza references that did not apply to food. But the email that you just mentioned, so this email was sent by a woman named Tamara Lozado. Now, she was the former chief of staff for Hillary Clinton. She sent it to John Podesta. Now, she talks about sending children, 3 children, to an adult pool party for entertainment. Now, one thing I want to point out about this email is that if you look at the email, you'll see that they list the children's ages. And so what I want to inform people is that when you're trafficking children, the clients have age preferences. So when they're trafficking children and communicating about trafficking children, they often list the ages because, like I said, clients have different age preferences. And this is important to note because in some of the emails that have come out from the Jeffrey Epstein files that were released Friday, there are some emails where children's ages are like randomly listed. And so it's just something to remember. Okay. So she sends this email about sending the kids for entertainment for a pool party that John Podesta is going to. But here's where it gets way more dark. This woman was running a password-protected website called Evie's Crib. This website had all the markers of being a child porn site. And on that site, she advertised that people could pay to see infants raw and uncut. Furthermore, some of the children that you could view on this password protected website, which no longer exists, by the way, their names matched up with the names of the kids in that email.
Unbelievable. And now we have the new ones where, like, oh, this pizza's glowing and happy and wants to have a great time.
Right.
And then all these sick photos. And then you've got the deputy head of the Clinton Foundation caught and convicted trying to smuggle little kids out of Haiti. And then she changes her name and becomes the head of Amber Alerts. I mean, it just goes on and on.
Right. And just so what you're seeing right now, that is Evie's crib. That is the website that she was running. And if you zoom in here, I don't have my glasses on. You can, Evelyn will be the queen of the world. Somewhere on here, it says you can view infants raw and uncut. But then if you look, if you scroll down, you'll see that there's all these tabs, and these are the kind of tabs that you see on porn websites. So,
and you can see, you can see it's the faces of children, you know, obviously making sexual faces. So you click it and then you get to see the deed.
Right. And so what people have to understand is that, you know, when you look at Pizzagate, you have to look at all the pieces to understand that, yes, they indeed are rape, torturing, and trafficking children. So they're using a known pedophile code word, which, by the way, has been confirmed by the DOJ, tons of police departments, the FBI. So this is not a conspiracy theory. Pizza is 100% a confirmed pedophile code word. So they're using pedophile code words, number one. And then you have people using these pedophile code words running what appear to be, you know, password protected child porn sites. And then you look into the other emails and you find out, oh, they're attending spirit cooking dinner. So let me do a Google search and see what spirit cooking dinners are. And then you realize that their spirit cooking dinners are literal satanic rituals where they do a ritual involving blood, semen, and breast milk. And then they cut their finger, they drink the blood, and they do this with satanic witch Marina Abramovic. You know, and at these dinners, they're cannibal themed. And then, you know, as you mentioned earlier, then you look at all the connections between, you know, Podesta, Hillary Clinton, and trafficking, like Laura Silsby, the trafficking with the Clinton Foundation, their ties to Epstein. And then you take it a step further and you look at their art. You look at John Podesta's art. You look at Tony Podesta's art. Well, what kind of art did they have in their homes? They had pedophilic art all over the home. Tony Podesta had pedophile art all over his home. John Podesta had cannibalism art depicted in his Hillary Clinton campaign office. Yeah. Now that, this sculpture, okay, the gold sculpture, that is supposed to be mocking one of Jeffrey Dahmer's victims that was beheaded. But then the other ones, the other paintings are the pedophile art. Yeah. So when you add all these pieces up together, it's just you can't deny that these people are clearly involved in rape, torture, and trafficking children. So.
And you have that 2007 magazine put out by the Washington Post about, you know, radical, dangerous art. And it's showing what looks like 4-year-old kids tied up wearing red shoes, paddled with their butts red in what looks like torture dungeons. I can show you an overhead shot of here. And then you've got like demons having sex with kids, but this is what they put out in the Washington Post, and you know, babies being cut up, eating all this stuff, children in chairs tied up, all this stuff. I mean, and then you've got the very people wearing the red shoes. What's the red shoes mean?
Well, the red shoes allegedly is made from the skin of infants and babies.
Wow.
So, you know, and then a lot of these Hillary Clinton associates, by the way, they openly promote pedophilia on their social media pages. There's a bunch of them, you know, tied to Hillary Clinton or the people that were working at or involved in Balenciaga. Like that art you see, there's a lot of them that would literally just post pictures of kids in satanic rituals or kids tied up all over their social media pages. You know, and then you like look further and you look at some of their celebrity friends like Chrissy Teigen, who openly promoted pedophilia on, back then it was Twitter, on Twitter, and like dozens of tweets for years, just openly promoting pedophilia. And there's a ton of other celebrities that have done the same thing. Patton Oswalt, James Gunn. I mean, these people have not hidden who they are or what they're doing. They have flaunted it. They have thrown it in our faces for years.
And let's be clear, but back at Pizzagate time, we had official, we show these FBI manuals saying this means that, this means this, yes. Pizza means this, this means that. And then they're using those very codes in the WikiLeaks and in these new emails that they're old, but just came out. It's all right there.
So if you look at this FBI memo with the, you saw like the swirl and the triangle within the triangle, those are FBI identified pedophile symbols, logos. So when you look at some of their businesses, their nonprofits, or just again, back to their social media, on their social media pages, you will see these people flaunt these images all the time. Jimmy Kimmel actually did a skit on his show where he had that FBI identified pedophile symbol in a skit about pizza being delivered.
And
so they're not hiding it, Alex. They haven't hid it yet. Here we go.
I mean, let's be clear. If somebody, I learned about this like 20 years ago, has an upside down pineapple on their mailbox or on their door, or a woman's wearing that around her neck, you know, at a resort anywhere. And the reason I learned about this was like probably 20 years ago. I'm in Cancun at a decent, nice resort. And this guy and his wife come over and they're saying, "Hey, you guys like pineapple and stuff." And I know what it meant. And she was wearing an upside down pineapple deal. I later looked it up. I was like, "Oh, they wanted to swing." And we were like, "Pineapple? Yeah. What? So, now that's a huge thing. Most people, I guess, know, but so that's for adults though. So it's the same thing. Like the upside down pineapple is a symbol that we swing. These symbols are we rape kids.
Yeah. And they flaunt it. I mean, and here's another thing. So the whole mainstream media covered this up. As you know, the entire mainstream media covered this up. They said it was
and they picked me to say that I put it out. I just covered CNN reporting on 4chan and 8chan that we now know we're working with Jeffrey Epstein in the new emails.
Right. Well, what happened to CNN? They had multiple producers get arrested for attempting to rape children and or child porn. There has been actually several mainstream media journalists or producers or editors that have been arrested for pedophilia since 2016. And all of them worked for networks or publications that said Pizzagate is a hoax. And there was one reporter in particular, my favorite, who mocked Pizzagate. And he called himself Dr. Pizza. His Twitter handle was Dr. Pizza. And he mocked
Pizzagate.
And
remember, there's also been sex ed teachers famously in schools around the country that teach sex ed that's all about pizza parties. And look at this, former ABC investigative journalist pleads guilty to child pornography charges. He was the guy out debunking it all.
Yeah, he actually has his byline on a story that fully says Pizzagate is a debunked conspiracy theory. And he worked for ABC, and that's the same network that covered up for Jeffrey Epstein. And, you know, scratched the Amy Robach's report.
So were you having flashbacks when all these new emails came out? So many new ones are coming out. I'm getting new ones right now where it's Jeffrey Epstein. Clearly they're delivering children. Clearly, oh my, some of the people are like, "Wow, I'm seeing shadows and scared. I'm not coming again." They're like, "Well, this isn't for everybody. Ha ha ha." So you've also got people like, "Whoa, I shouldn't have done this." Others are like, "Oh, that was so great. Can we do it again?"
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's very traumatizing to read this stuff. I mean, it's hard to read this and not be traumatized, not have PTSD. And I've been doing this for so long. I've been able to do this for so long though, because I learned to train my brain to just completely shut off emotions while I'm researching it. And if I didn't teach myself how to do that, I wouldn't be able to cover this for so long.
Yeah, that's what surgeons do. You've got to be like the Buddhists say, exactly. Basically detached.
So, you know, obviously I'm happy that this is getting exposure. I'm happy the truth is finally coming out, because I don't believe we'll ever see justice unless this hit critical mass. Now it's hitting critical mass. So obviously I'm happy it's coming out because I believe it will lead to justice. With that being said, the Epstein files that have come out, in my opinion, are 100 times worse than the Podesta emails. And the Podesta emails were horrendous. They were bad. But with these Epstein files, the millions of pages that have been released, this confirms a whole new level of evil and darkness. So we are going beyond.
By the way, let me stop you and give me the floor. And Our next guest isn't on for an hour. Can you do another hour with us?
Yeah.
All right, you're great. You got to come back.
Another hour I can do. Sure.
Great. Till 1:30 Central. Okay. Another hour, okay? Because I want to give you the floor. I want you to start over because I said this myself on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and you mainly focus on this. You're more of an expert on this than I am, and I'm obviously a leading expert studying it, being educated by Ted Gunderson and others 30-plus years ago. But what you just said is what I got from this, and more is coming out because it overlays perfectly. It connects to the same people. It's more confirmation. And now because there's so much attention on it, they're not going to be able to run the same trick they ran of distracting to the pizza place. Absolutely. This is 100 times bigger in that now the public's awake. There's no way to hide it no matter what they do now. This isn't going away. I mean, this is so seismic, and I'll say it again. I'm not defending Bondi or Blanche, who I can't stand and think are evil operatives. Were they lazy? Were they stupid because there were all these millions of files? Maybe they're not in on it, so they don't know the code words and stuff? Because they released all of this, and I agree. They're devastated. I'm going to start over, but why do you say it's 100 times bigger? I totally agree. I mean, when I started seeing this weekend, my heart was actually, which just never happens. I'm pretty, like you say, detached as well. Just, I just cover it. I mean, I get emotional personally, but when I'm doing it, I'm just researching it. I literally was like, whoa. I mean, the magnitude was hitting me of this is insanely huge.
Right, because the Podesta emails, in my opinion, confirmed the pedophilia and it confirmed the child sex trafficking. These emails confirm child sacrifice, murder, the cloning, the Dr. Mengele kind of experiments, the DNA experiments, the baby breeding, MK Ultra, so this confirms, I think there's a bunch of topics that go under Pizzagate, which would be everything that I just said, but these emails validate that all that other stuff is real too, whereas the Podesta emails didn't necessarily.
Well, it's incredible. I used to be in a few movies and be in some TV shows. Hollywood tried to, get me in. And not really the bad guys, because Rick Linklater's not part of Hollywood and doesn't like him and likes me. But then the others kind of tried to recruit me in, and they weren't really bad, but they were like, oh, no, it's true. Here's the factions. And they told me the 4 or 5 factions, and they said the Chinese are more and more a big faction. But they said, no, it really is a big Satanism faction. And they told me they got groups that brainwash women, drug them, don't give enough food, they brand them. And that wasn't just the Nexium cult. It was others. So I knew about that. They told me about islands, all this stuff. So that was enough. And Gunderson said all that too. But I was getting it from people that knew about it. They weren't involved, but they were telling me, you got to be careful. Like, oh, hey, we got to get out of this party. Some really bad people just showed up. And unless you're into, screwing underage girls, we need to get out of here. That was a true story. And I mean, it was like A-list actors. It's like 10 o'clock and I'm like, well, let's get out of here. Cause like, oh, the wrong crew just showed up. And I'm like, folks, this is real. Please continue.
Yeah. In Hollywood, you're not allowed to get to a certain level of fame unless you're in the club and you do these kinds of things. And God forbid you speak out against it. They will destroy your career and often they will just murder you. I mean, look at how many celebrities or musicians have tried to expose this and they were murdered for it. I believe that there were dozens of them. Avicii was trying to expose this. Anne Haech was trying to expose this. Chris Cornell, Chester Bennington. There's been so many, and then they all end up dying in these suspicious deaths. So to become famous and successful in Hollywood, you have to be part of the club. And if you're not, they just won't allow you a certain amount of fame and wealth. And God forbid, you become like us and you like blow the whistle on it. Forget it. They will not just blacklist you. They will probably try to kill you or just kill you. Look at her when she got into that car accident and, she's on the gurney and look at her come out. She's clawing. Look at that. She's
and they reported
out.
She was
she
dead.
Knows they're trying to kill her.
They reported she was dead, and then she pops out of the body bag.
Yes, you're right. And here's the thing. And then they were trying to say that she was intoxicated. She had a drug and alcohol problem. They say that about every single person they murder, right? Drug and alcohol. Well, there was someone that the person that saw her last, which would be 10 minutes before the accident, the person that saw her last, she was at some costume store. They said that she appeared completely sober. So she'd have to get wasted within 10 minutes. And then they had her car speeding down an alley. And as you and I know, WikiLeaks exposed that the intelligence agencies, the CIA, they have the ability to remote control your car. So that's what I believe happened to her.
Meanwhile, they have movies like One Battle After Another where the real secret giant society is white supremacists. No, folks, it's pedophile Satanists. We'll be right back.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So, we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com, 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
How are you, darling?
Carrie, well, thank you.
You look great.
You look hungry?
But I think I'm about to be running late.
Well, I can fix you some pancakes. You could have them on your way out.
Are these the banana pancakes, the famous Alice banana pancakes?
Those are the ones. I know they're waiting for you.
I better get down there. It's great to see you again, Alice.
Oh, good to see you, too.
So Hollywood continually teaches that there's underground bases, Nazis everywhere, white supremacists everywhere, and then you get Epstein's emails, and it's, we are at war with the West and white people. We're going to bring it down, and they're Satanist. I'm telling you, there ain't no real white supremacists, folks, other than, like, the Klan out in the, you know, in the boondocks. But this, if you talk about Satanism, pedophilia, and flip it, now it's real. Now it's real. And that's their club, and that's how they know they control you. That's how they know you're divorced from God, and you'll do anything they say. You know, mafia has initiations, commit murders, you name it, make your bones. MS-13 has raping children and human sacrifice. More and more of the Mexican mafia groups are doing that. This is the real cult, folks. Good versus evil. So just invert this into Satanism, and it's super accurate. Here it is.
Come in. Jim. Merry Christmas. Hail Saint Nick.
Merry Christmas.
How you doing?
Good, good.
It's been too long.
Yeah, it's good to see you again, Sam.
You know Virgil Throckmorton. Virgil's down from Cleansing and Distortion.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And you know Bill Desmond from Whitehall.
Bill, good to see you again. Merry Christmas.
And of course you know Roy Moore, 5th Fleet Field General from the Southwest.
Absolutely, sir. Good morning.
Take a seat.
So, what's cooking? How can I help?
Well, Tim, there's this troubling little rumor we've just heard. And we brought you in to see if you can help clear it up. I'm going to hand you over to Bill. I'll give you the details. Over to you, Bill.
All right. Tim, I'm going to get right to it. There's an unconfirmed report that Colonel Stephen J. Lockjaw is the father of a mixed-race child. Which mix? There's no real easy way to say this, but... yeah. It's black. Well, that would be quite the revelation if it were true.
Now, in the real world, the meeting happens. We got a problem. Julian Assange, WikiLeaks, the pedophilia, the Aleister Crowley rituals, the head of the Democrats. All right. You kill a story with another story that's connected with fake. Get the New York Times online, get CNN on. And they did it. And now they have no way with this because it is, and people are finding more stuff every few hours. Again, Paul Weiss Law Firm, the top Democrat law firm that spent $323 million in court filings. They said suing me over the last 8 years. I mean, they had PIs. It's been hell on earth, suing my family, everything. We've battled them with $25 million that you kept us on air with. And there they are covering up. Running cover-up operations in, even the Wall Street Journal's reporting, for Epstein. And the university, major universities involved, MIT. So this is about compromising scientists, you name it. This is pure evil. I'm going to shut up now and try to give our incredible guest, you need to be sure and check her website, LizCrokin.net, LizCrokin.net, and on exit, Liz Crokin, be sure and follow her there. I totally agree with you. This is 100 times bigger because the public's 100 times more awake. And we can speculate, too. I mean, my God, the DOJ did release this. I'm noticing, though, people really aren't focusing on, and I'll show these emails, and there's hundreds of them, and they're trying to focus on side issues or, you know, Trump threatening to sue Michael Wolff because they admitted there Trump's innocent, but, you know, they're going to try to set him up. Epstein says, yeah, he's the guy that dropped the dime on me 18 years ago, which we now know. Why then would Trump tacitly go along with the DOJ and the attempted cover-up until Congress overrode it? I mean, what the hell's going on there?
What's your specific question about President Trump?
I mean, just in general, have you in your research ever connected Trump to any type of child abuse?
No. And let me tell you something. So back in when 2015, President Trump announced that he was running, right? In 2016, I started doing election coverage. And I worked for George W. Bush years ago when I was in college on his campaign. So, you know, I've been a conservative my whole life, but, you know, I probably should have supported Jeb because I had supported his brother back in the day and worked for him. But I also had known President Trump because I had covered him for years. I covered The Apprentice and, you know, I got to know him and his family a little bit.
We forget you were a big media producer, you name it. You sacrificed all that to tell the truth. And that's a whole other story what you've gone through.
Yes. So I had covered Trump, but I wasn't like this Trump super fan or anything. And part of the reason why I got back into covering hard news, specifically the election, is because I knew they were just blatantly lying about him, and it disgusted me. It really frustrated me how much they were lying about him, and I really liked what he was saying, and I became, you know, a huge supporter of him pretty much from the beginning when he announced he was going to run. And so I got back into mainstream media journalism to tell the truth about him and cover the election. And, you know, and then, of course, the Podesta emails came out. But getting closer to the election in 2016, they started to launch all of these attacks against him. And a lot of them were fake sexual assault claims. And before the Podesta emails came out, by the way, I was the survivor of a sexual assault that almost killed me. And I had been doing advocacy work for sex crime victims. So, you know, I'm very passionate about this.
I was going to ask you, what was your entry into this labyrinth? It was personal.
Very personal. And it kind of goes deep. Any allegation that came out, I investigated every single one. Every single one. And I was able to debunk every single one. None of them were true. So I could see what they were doing. They were accusing him of what they're doing, and they launched all these attacks against him. They had some people, you know, make fake allegations against him. Many of them got paid. Many of them.
By the way, the fake Jane Doe's. By the way, I investigated him too before I endorsed him, and was already an expert, so I knew it was accurate that he was not bad. Now I get attacked because I'm trying to focus on confirmed cannibalism, Satanism, Epstein delivering children. And then I post it. I'm like, oh, you're a traitor. You're covering up for Trump. That's the psyop they're running now.
Exactly. And that's all they have. But let me tell you something. If any of those allegations were true, I never would have supported him. You know, I don't care what political.
Well, we have all the victims never even seeing him other than Virginia Giuffre. And Epstein hired her out of his building out of Mar-a-Lago, and Trump kicked him out over that.
Right. It was Ghislaine Maxwell. She hunted Virginia Giuffre down at Mar-a-Lago. And so she got recruited by Ghislaine Maxwell at Mar-a-Lago, and then Trump kicked him out. And then he proceeded to be the only person in his entire black book that worked with the lawyers for the victims.
No, I know. So the paradox is then Trump ham-fistedly, oh, it's all a hoax, end it. Later he clarified, because Roger talked to him, no, you mean, sir, you're not involved. That's the hoax. Yeah, he's bad, but I'm not. Why then has Trump been like, why is he saying move on then?
Well, I think that, you know, Trump's always is very strategic with optics, right? And I believe that he's strategically distancing himself from this, because when there are arrests, and I am very confident there will be arrests, Alex, he wants to be as far removed from this as possible. And they also need the public behind this, because if that doesn't happen, then they're going to do the, oh, Trump's a dictator. Trump's just arresting his political opponents. And so I think that he's strategically distancing himself and trying not to comment on it too much. And he did clarify the Epstein hoax thing, and he was specifically talking about how the Democrats faked evidence and, you know, in the files, like the stupid birthday card, you know, that they made up and claimed that, you know, Trump sent that to Epstein, which wasn't real. He was talking about that. He wasn't talking about the real evidence and information, which is what we're seeing. But, you know, people that are like, that don't think that he wants to pursue justice for these victims. He's been working on this for two decades. We saw Epstein get arrested during his first term because Trump won. Obviously, that never would have happened if Hillary had won. And, you know, do you really think that they're going to release millions of pages of evidence of them doing the most horrific things to children, and all these victims, the trafficking, the experiments, the murders, like the sacrifices, the satanic rituals. You really think they're going to get the whole public worked up to just not do anything? And people forget that there's a bunch of secret grand jury hearings happening right now, one in Fort Pierce, Florida. And then what's going on with the Clintons? Well, they were about to be held in contempt, and they were freaking out all weekend long because I think they started realizing, oh, wow, we actually may go to jail. Because if they are held in contempt and it goes to the DOJ, they can be thrown in jail for a year. And so now we have Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton agreeing to testify. But here's something else that's in play that's going to come out, in my opinion. What is just as bad, or actually probably worse, believe it or not, than these Epstein files? Well, the evidence and the information on the Anthony Weiner laptop. The contents on the Anthony Weiner laptop prove that Hillary Clinton and associates were involved in the rape, torture, and trafficking of children. And there are videos on that laptop of them torturing children, trafficking children. They're supposed to be horrific. And I know you know the story, the NYPD.
Yeah, but, let's repeat it. How many officers, I remember like 10 of the 12 that saw it, and I talked before they even killed them, to investigators, and they said people were vomiting. They said this laptop was the control thing. It was actually watching powerful people rape and kill kids and eat them, drink their blood, which is now in the emails with Epstein saying, yeah, we're going to eat these kids. I mean, folks, exactly. And so that, and now who's Uma Abedin married to? Now it's Alexander Soros. Who is she married to? Weiner. So, and who's over that? Chuck Schumer. And again, New York. I mean, my God. So again, the real Epstein is Schumer.
Yeah. And so that's huge. And people don't know that Senator Grassley requested all the evidence, and he was supposed to get delivered by December 28th. So I believe that he's working on that disclosure. And I do believe that disclosure will happen. And
by the way, Grassley has been releasing the cover-up of the laptop, the cover-up of Hunter Biden's laptop. He has been releasing the Crossfire Hurricane, the Arctic Frost. He actually has been doing it. The problem is it goes nowhere because of Todd Blanche.
That's true. Well, when Comey got indicted, that was thrown out. But his indictment is tied to Comey covering up Hillary Clinton's emails and also covering up the contents that was on the Anthony Weiner laptop, because the NYPD had that case, and they were ready to make arrests on that.
Yeah, I forget the number. How many? I think like 12 saw it. How many were dead? Almost all of them got killed.
I think it was 12, and they all died in suspicious deaths.
That's right. They all died. Sorry. Okay. All died. Yeah.
I think all of them, unfortunately. Well, 12. So that's a lot.
I was going from memory. Yeah, because it was 10, then it was the last two that got killed too. Just like right. AFD is now like 50 AFD members in Germany. They're about to win. They all been killed in the last year. Was 20.
And one more thing I want to add about the Anthony Weiner laptop. So for anyone out there that still wants to say, oh, this is not true, it's a conspiracy theory, blah, blah, blah. In 2018, the Inspector General's report cited that there was evidence found on Anthony Weiner's laptop proving that Hillary Clinton and Foundation, it specifically said the Foundation, meaning the Clinton Foundation, and crimes against children. So this was on the Inspector General's report that came out in 2018. It validated what I and you were talking about in 2016 in terms of what the NYPD found on that laptop. So this is not like a conspiracy theory. This is very real, and it's been documented in official government records.
And again, that was Hillary's blackmail laptop.
Well, it was Anthony Weiner's laptop, but what he did is, like, the story is, the rumor has it, that Anthony Weiner was mirroring it and everything on it.
Yeah, that's my sources said that it was being transferred to Hillary, and that's what she destroyed with the bleach stuff.
Yeah, when she destroyed all of her phones and then she bleached bit everything, and, you know, she wiped everything, and she was like wiped it with water cloth. But the rumor is that Anthony Weiner was mirroring everything. He got all the evidence on his laptop, and he had it kept it in a file called life insurance. Well, why would he do that? Well, I'm sure he's fully aware that his wife is working for someone that loves to murder everyone or anyone that, you know, steps out of line. So I think that he was holding that as literal life insurance for himself.
Absolutely.
But that's my opinion.
Well, yeah, and we know Uma Abedin was the work for Hillary. I mean, it's all one group.
And there's supposed to be horrific images and or videos of her, you know, allegedly committing crimes against children as well. So,
yeah, that's what the cops said, is they were like, they literally vomited, cried. They said it was just, and I talked to people that talked to the cops that worked in those offices, and then they were all dead.
Well, and before they died, they had to get psychiatric help. Like, they were so traumatized. They had such horrible PTSD from just watching the videos. Like, think about that. Think about how bad they have to be. These are hardened NYPD detectives. They've seen it all. That's how bad it was. Just watching the videos and seeing the images, they were that, like, cause what I try to tell people, you know, obviously raping and trafficking kids is horrific and it's the most evil thing in the world, but it actually gets worse. And I tell people, watch the Hostel movies. That's the kind of torture stuff that they were doing to their victims and to the children.
Well, remember when the Scorpions drummer guitarist said, oh, there's parties in Germany where we kill people. And then later he said, that's not true. And for people who don't know, the Netherlands and Germany, it's like probably the headquarters of that. Exactly. Yeah, so just, I mean, like 14-year-old girls, people say, oh, you're lessening it. No. That's the marijuana. That's the gateway drug. And it's terrible. But he goes to torturing babies.
Right. And Todd Blanche, at his press conference, when he was talking about releasing the Epstein files, he said that they had to redact any images or videos of murder. So that suggests that there are snuff videos that were in the files. I mean, think about that.
You go to X. I meant to have that clip today. You guys, just go to X. I want to show this. Todd Blanche says, we are redacting any images of torture, you know, or murder. So again, just imagine the magnitude of this.
Exactly. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens, but, you know, it'll be interesting to see. So allegedly the Hillary and Bill Clinton are going to come in and they're going to testify about Epstein. And I imagine if they do end up coming in, it'll be ridiculous. It'll be another, like, you know, what's the definition of is type of answers. But with that being said, the fact that Senator Grassley has all that evidence with Anthony Weiner's laptop, I do think that we're going to be getting disclosure on that. And that I think is even more damning and devastating than what we're seeing.
The public is so angry, they're not going to buy any of it. And so Trump's handling of this, saying, oh, it's a hoax, and later clarifying, no, I mean, I'm not in it, it's a hoax, fine. He's being sabotaged internally. I mean, from what I've seen, this has hurt the administration, which is sad because they're not involved in it. Other than elements of it, obviously want to protect the establishment. So by extension, he becomes, after the fact, somewhat of an accomplice. I'm not saying fully. What do you think Trump should do?
Well, okay, but here's a working theory I've had for years on why President does some of the things he does in terms of the Epstein investigation. So remember back when Epstein was arrested, his first term, I always knew that Trump was going to go after Epstein and that whole ring before he even won. And when,
because it was Trump that first dropped the dime 18 years ago and put him in jail then.
Right. I know that.
But it's weird. Trump never takes credit for that. But I knew that when I first endorsed him 10 years ago from my sources and even the news. And then now it's all confirmed by Wolf talking to Epstein. So why doesn't Trump take credit?
Well, he has before. He has. But he just tries to stay away from talking about it. But here's something that's interesting. I believe that he strategically appointed Alex Acosta to his administration the first term, knowing that he gave Epstein the sweetheart deal, because he also knew the entire mainstream media, which you know more than anyone, is compromised. So Trump knew that the only way, he knew he was going to take down Epstein, in my opinion, so the only way that he'd be able to get the mainstream media to cover Epstein was to appoint someone like Acosta. Because if they can tie it to Trump, they cover it. And so I think a lot of what he says about Epstein, he's baiting the media and he's baiting Democrats to talk about it. Trump is in the clear, you know, so I don't think he cares if he's getting accused of being in the files or this or that, because he will be vindicated.
Okay, let me stop you. Let me stop you then. And I said this yesterday. People flipped out over it. Q people said Trump is setting them up to release it and then it's going to burn them. Because the average Democrat's not involved. I don't know. They did it. That actually is one of the few things the Q people ever said that came true. My issue was I knew who the Q thing was. They saw how I got in trouble putting out the WikiLeaks. It was in the White House, a senior person in a mid-level. These are household names now. One of them's not mid-level now. And they said, hey, we saw you get in trouble. We got a way to put out this stuff to get them. and they don't know where it came from, and we want to have you involved. So I literally was, they tried, I said, I'm not doing that, I'm not getting involved, I'm never involved with anybody else, I do my own thing. They said, that's fine. But I was sworn to secrecy on it. Then they let her go, oh God, you're right, about a year later, it's been taken away from us, now we're abandoning it, they've twisted it all, the bad guys have it. So I knew that, and I tell the Cuban people, they go, oh yeah, right, like, who are you, Alex Jones? Like, who are you? You know, no. And then now Trump's doing pro-Q stuff, maybe they've got back control of it, but that's what it is a way to. But then you've got 4chan, 8chan now caught with Epstein putting out disinfo. You see my point? But I have to hand it to the Q people. They were right about this.
Well, President Trump is Q+. You just showed that image and he's showing that he's Q+. But, you know, President Trump has confirmed that he's part of Q since his first term. You know, Anand would ask him to do certain things and then he would do it. Like, and Anand actually asked him to say the phrase tippy top. And then he said it next to a rabbit. And you and I both know what the rabbits, the symbolism of the rabbits are. So.
No, I know, but I'm telling you, Liz, this is like all my children. I know it was the White House. I know, you know, he just got elected. He was president-elect. People came down to visit me. They said, we got a way to put this out, but not get everybody sued. Do you want to? And I'm like, I'm not going to join the group, but okay. Then later, like, oh, actually, the Democrats somehow were getting involved. Now we think probably now we know it was Epstein had gotten involved with 4chan and 8chan. Epstein, right. You understand they can then compromise it and then act like they're the Q. Yeah. Yes, I know, and I was sworn to secrecy. Yes, I know Trump knew.
I just followed what
I was told by people at the White House, and let me say high up, like, you know, okay. I'm going to say who.
Well,
so maybe now Trump thinks he's got back control of it.
Yeah, well, but, you know, at the end of the day, I do think the truth will come out about Q. But here's the importance of Q. Everything Q said about Pizzagate and Epstein has been 100% accurate. And
no, I know, but you were on Pizzagate and so was I before.
I mean,
Trump goes out to the Federal Reserve and goes, oh, look, Q, he just exposed this. I mean, no, it was Jim Griffin.
No, that's fake news. That's disinfo because Q did not come out until a year after the Podesta emails came out. The Pizzagate broke in 2016.
But there's no doubt the White House, that's what they told me. They said we're going to use Q to put out the Epstein and the pedophilia stuff. That's what they said.
Yeah, well, no, that's accurate because that's.
But let's understand, I'm like telling you firsthand. Yes, that Q was the White House. Then they told me, no, abandon it. The Democrats have gotten control. Do you see that? Then now they could be, now we know that Epstein in the emails was involved with the people that were putting it out. So the Democrats knew to go to a place where the Republicans, Trump, was using to put it out. You see, now that's why this is so big. You're right. It's 100 times bigger than because it answers all the questions. Does that make sense?
Well, and they had to bypass the mainstream media because they knew that the mainstream media wasn't going to cover any of this stuff. I mean, like, there was me, you, Ben Swan, that's it in terms of media that was really talking about this. So, like, they needed a way to get the information out to the masses, and it worked brilliantly.
Sure, I'm just saying, this is quite the revelation now that we're both having right here.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. Like, and let me tell you something. The only news story that has been more attacked than Pizzagate, or maybe equally as attacked as Pizzagate, is Q. You know, and they only attack the truth. Like, we know that. They don't attack people.
No, Liz, but you understand what I'm saying is, I was told by the White House that was running it, it's been compromised, the Democrats are taking control. I think Trump now thinks that they've got back control of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I've heard that before, too. I'm not 100% convinced of that. But I think that we can both agree in the beginning.
But Liz, you believe me that I was told this by the White House.
I 100% believe it. But he's been surrounded by a lot of bad people, too. You know, I mean, look at Mike Pence.
Well, all knows about Mike Pence.
Not so well.
I was told by I think we all know his name. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef. beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it. The health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel any time. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Segment. Some stations don't carry the first five, but six after we'll get into the big meat potatoes and what you see coming out next. Key areas you want to look at that have come out as people go through the 3 million files. But on the Q thing, I want to explain this. And I've explained this before. It's not like I just fell off a turnip truck or something. They saw how with the WikiLeaks, we were the most successful getting it out. Drudge would post its front page. We weren't involved with WikiLeaks. They thought we were. They indicted Roger Stone over it, you know, who was working with us at the time, big advisor to Trump. And they were said, no, you know, this Q thing, we're running this out of the White House. This way we can put stuff out that's real and expose the pedophile rings. And that way we don't get the heat. And so I was like, yeah, but I don't ever join groups. You know, that's fine. You guys just do that. Give me any ideas you want. Great. Then about less than a year later, they go, yeah, it's been compromised, you know, at the 4chan, 8chan level, which we now know Epstein was literally doing. That's come out in the new emails. So now we've lost control of it.
Right.
And then still Flynn endorsed it because he got, well, he could kind of program it from outside 8chan, 4chan with what the Q movement should do. But a bunch of it got twisted and got really esoteric and Gnostic. So then I'm telling people, like, you know, the truth about all this. And then they think, oh, you don't know the majesty of the Q thing. But undoubtedly him on Drew Social 2 weeks ago, putting out all these images, endorsing it. And now the stuff coming out, clearly it's gone back to where it was. So can you speak to that?
Yeah, no, I heard as well that it got compromised, and I'm not fully convinced that it maybe it did. I'm sure they were trying to compromise it, you know, and like we know that, I mean, they try to take us down in the truth any way that they can. I don't know for sure if it did, but I was told the same thing. But what I do know is that Q's real and it's a group of patriots and President Trump's involved and this was their way to get the truth out to bypass the mainstream media. And, you know, I followed Q since day one. The first Q drop happened on October 28th, 2017. And I would follow it every single day through the whole, like, I don't know, 6-7 years that Q was posting. But I obviously was going to focus on the Pizzagate stuff because that's what I cover. And everything that they posted on, whether it was Jeffrey Epstein or Pizzagate or, you know, Hollywood pedophilia, it was all accurate. And
sure, my point is now this is all in the emails. This is public. So now there's no debating it. It doesn't have to be esoteric so the people don't get their asses sued off.
Right. Right. Well, a lot of people took what was said, you know, about Q and then just turned into something it wasn't. I mean, the same thing they did with Pizzagate.
Well, that's why they said it got out of control, because then they could inject Hillary's really in Gitmo. Biden will be executed January 20th, 2020, right. You know, one. That was the hijacking we're talking about.
Exactly. And they would say that Q said that when Q had never said a lot of those things. And so that was the hijacking of it. But you know, at the end of the day, like Q woke up a ton of people, because, you know, like think about back in 2016, there was me, you know, General Flynn, his son, you know, a bunch of Anons talking about Pizzagate. That's it. You know, everyone thought we were nuts. Everyone thought we were nuts. And then Q helped to accelerate the timeline. Q helped to awaken people. And then, of course, Mike Smith's documentary, Out of Shadows, came out in 2020, who, by the way, you should have on next. That got over 100 million views just within the first few months. And that exposed MKUltra, Operation Mockingbird, Paperclip, and then, of course, Pizzagate as well. So, you know, between Q and then, obviously, you and like people in the Anon community and alternative media and then Out of Shadows, that's why we got to where we are today. And finally,
absolutely. Critical mass. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. And I was just saying, finally, we reached critical mass. And it's my opinion that these arrests will not happen until the public is fully not just aware that this stuff is real, but they're demanding it. And that's going to make the jobs of the DOJ and law enforcement or the military more arrested.
All right, stay right there. We'll grab it.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Liz Crokin, investigative journalist, filmmaker, is our guest on what she said is 100 times bigger than the WikiLeaks, with the human trafficking, the sex slavery of children confirmed. So massive. You were saying that Trump is letting all this come out, manipulating the Democrats into finally giving them the votes to force it out. And that's actually happening now. That's actually true. And now suddenly, I have the articles right here, the Democrats, through quote victims, are saying we want it all pulled down. And Democrat judges are trying to block the grand jury stuff that Trump's been wanting out for 6 months. So this is all happening right now. This is just totally, totally insane. What do you make of that? Again, we can type in the headline. It's the Wall Street Journal that victims of Epstein file emergency motion to pull Epstein files. Other headlines, Democrats ask judges to block release of grand jury files that Trump admitted has to be released. I mean, it's crazy how the Democrats say they want it released, and now that it's released, they're panicking.
Right. Well, my question is it really the survivors that want this stuff down? Because the survivors have been wanting the truth to come out forever. I understand them wanting their names not to be exposed. If their names are exposed, of course, that should be immediately taken down. But all the files, everything. I mean, I saw today that they were asking for the entire website to be shut down. So that to me sounds like a deep state Democratic special. There's Tom Pritzker. He's definitely an associate of, Jeffrey Epstein. Virginia Giuffre accused him of raping her years ago. He's a monster. He was actually listed in Jeffrey Epstein's black book as numero uno.
That's Tom Pritzker.
Yes. So that would be J.B. Pritzker's cousin.
Describe who the Pritzkers are for the folks that don't know.
So they're this elite family. He is the chairman of the Hyatt Hotels. And then his cousin would be J.B. Pritzker, the corrupt moron, you know, fat pig governor of Illinois. And their family actually has been very involved in pushing the trans agenda on children. And what are we learning now from the Epstein files? We're learning that Jeffrey Epstein and his associates were big on transing children. There are emails talking about, you know, giving children at the age of 3, like sex hormones to change their sex. And if you want to go deeper on the trans agenda, well, like, why are all these satanic elites pushing the trans agenda? Well, what is a trans person? That would be pushing Baphomet. You know, they're one of their, you know, satanic gods, whatever you want to call it, is, you know, half female, half male. And so for them, transing children is a ritual, but it's also, you know, just another sexually perverse thing that they can do to harm children.
Elaborate on that, because you're absolutely right. It's in the emails. He's meeting, you know, he's with top scientists, top futurists, top biological evolution experts, talking about taking over society with transgenderism. And you got the Pritzker, he's saying he's numero uno. That means the boss.
I think so, because when you read Virginia Giuffre's book, he uses the reference number one or numero uno for his like top person or favorite person. So Virginia Giuffre said that she became his favorite sex slave. So he called her number one. So when I see him referring to Tom Pritzker as numero uno, that makes me think that he's not just a co-conspirator. He is his top co-conspirator. And he has worked very hard to try to, you know, not get these files released. But his family is deeply involved in the trans agenda. They've spent a lot of money on it. And as you know, in Hollywood, you see so many celebrities that are transing their children, you know, as toddlers. And there's so many of them that do it. These kids can't even speak yet. And they have boys dressing as girls and vice versa. Well, that's because this is part of a ritual. You know, there's a, you know, the rumor is that, you know, when you're part of the satanic club in Hollywood, you have to either sacrifice a child, or you have to trans a child. It's one or the other. And that's why you see an abnormal amount of trans kids in Hollywood. It's a ritual. It's a satanic ritual.
Please continue.
Okay. Do you want to keep talking about the trans?
No, you got so much to say, you're dead on. I mean, it's like the majority of Hollywood people now have trans kids.
Well, I mean, there's so many other topics, you know, that we could talk about in light of the release of the Epstein files. I don't know if you saw the interview with Jeffrey Epstein and Steve Bannon. I watched the whole thing yesterday, and it's really interesting to listen to him talk and to get into his mind, because he talks about so many different topics. And okay, for example, he was talking about, you know, he has the Zorro Ranch in New Mexico, and that's the ranch that is like allegedly has an underground facility, like a medical facility. There are Epstein survivors that claim that there's, you know, this vast underground, you know, like medical lab, science lab underneath that home. And he had the Santa Fe Institute in New Mexico close by. So it's really interesting, because when you listen to the interview that he did with Steve Bannon, he's talking about how he was very interested in, he kept saying strange things. And, you know, when he's saying this, I'm thinking of the show Stranger Things. And the show Stranger Things is about a bunch of children that are being used as guinea pigs for the government. And they're taking kids that have special capabilities to see if they can, you know, remote view, and, you know, if they have the capabilities to, make objects move, and just like all kinds of crazy things. And Jeffrey Epstein was talking about those kinds of things. And so I have always believed that Jeffrey Epstein was involved in, you know, again, not just rape, torturing, trafficking children. I believe that he was involved in all kinds of crazy experiments with scientists. That's why he was always bringing them to his homes and working with them. And he has all these secret labs. And I believe that he was involved in MK Ultra. I believe he was probably involved in like crossbreeding humans with animals.
Well, we know Peter Nygaard got convicted of all that, and you know, all these hearts, and now it's in the emails exactly what you were talking about.
Right. Yeah. And exactly. And in the emails, you know, it's come out that he was buying children. He was trying to breed children. He was like, there were some victims that talk about how they had a baby and then Epstein's people would just rip the baby from them and they never saw the baby again. And they were stealing these children. They were farming them. He wanted to create a superior race. You know, earlier on, you know, you were talking about how, you know, the Nazis in this world are always, you know, labeled as the conservatives or the MAGA people. Well, Jeffrey Epstein actually was doing the same things that Hitler was doing. Like, he wanted to create, like, a superior human race. Like, that's in his emails. Like, he thought he was superior. He wanted to see the human race with his DNA. And it's coming out that he had children. I think he probably had a whole army of children. You know, because we know for a fact that he wanted to turn the Zora Ranch into a baby breeding farm. I think he probably already accomplished that and probably has a ton of children. So, you know, they were the ones that were doing the Nazi kind of experiments. They were doing the Dr. Mengele kind of experiments. They want to create a superior race. Like, they were the ones that were being, that were very racist and bigoted. So it's just very ironic, all this stuff that's coming out, you know, in the emails. But, you know, again, Jeffrey Epstein was involved in so much more than human trafficking. He had his pulse on everything, you know, the pandemic, vaccines. I mean, it never ends with him. And so I think that as time goes on, the story's only going to get bigger and bigger, and there's going to be more and more dark truths that continue to come out.
Well, you're right. You have the Pritzkers literally running the transgender movement, and you've got Epstein saying he's numero uno, and you've got Epstein talking to the top evolutionary scientists, you know, at Harvard, and they're talking about, you know, how we want to turn all the kids trans to get them ready for the new world we're building. And that's what I was told. I'm on record over a decade ago saying Epstein was involved in human cloning, similar stuff to Nygaard before Nygaard even got arrested, where you get a woman pregnant so the stem cells are yours, just like, you know, the organ's yours. And they would have the baby early and then suck all its juices out, its bone marrow, everything, inject it into them. Nygaard's on TV saying he did this. Mm-hmm. And again, on his island of Dr. Maru in the Caribbean. So here's a bigger question. From your research, how many other Epsteins are there?
I mean, unfortunately, I think there's a lot in terms of elite circles. You know, I would consider Diddy a lower level Epstein, right? I think that Epstein would.
That's another good thing. Diddy, what do you make of Nicki Minaj coming out with all this and she's about to go public?
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. I mean, she's confirming what you and I have been talking about, you for decades, me for 10 years. You know, it's nice. It's so refreshing to see someone in Hollywood have the courage to talk about these things and break free and expose these people. Part of the reason why they've gotten away with this for so long is because very few people have had the courage to talk about this stuff. Everyone's scared. You know, no one wants to lose their job. No one wants to lose their social media, you know.
And again, if somebody walks up to your kid in the park and says, hey, let me talk about your sexuality, they get arrested. But if the school keeps it secret, brainwashes your kid, puts them in a group for peer pressure, and then weirdo drag queen story time convicted pedophiles come and your kid sits in their lap, they're literally grooming and taking your children away. Then you have the San Francisco choir, all these state house hearings where they come in and say, I want your kids. We're going to recruit your kids. We're here for your kids. They're so arrogant. They're out in the open. I think that's where they failed, is they misplayed. They overplayed their hand.
Exactly. And they always do that. They always overplay their hands. And, you know, there's a pedophile grooming book called Secret Pizza Party. It's literally known for being a pedophile grooming book.
Yeah, guys, pull it up. It's online. Don't show the graphic images. So, it's not real child porn, but it's child rape, but it's images of it. But yeah, Secret Pizza Party.
It's a children's book that teaches children how to keep secrets from their parents. And it's a total pedophile grooming book. And Mayor Bill de Blasio was reading this at a library to children. And the fast forward a few years later, Jennifer Garner, who, by the way, pretends to be this advocate for children and combating human trafficking, she was reading the book to children at some event. I think it was last year. I mean, these people openly read pedophile. That's the book. They openly read pedophile grooming books with a known FBI identified pedophile code word.
And then notice you've got the other graphic novels that show, it's like, my neighbor's, you know, 50 years old. he wants me to come in the shed with him. He does this to me. It feels good. Don't tell your parents. They literally, I'm sure you've seen those books, that when people try to read them at city council meetings or school boards, they get arrested for profanity, exactly. But you can give it to sixth graders.
Exactly. Exactly. And for so long, because they had so much control over pop culture, Hollywood, the media, I mean, everything, you know, people that were telling the truth about this sickness, this evil, these monsters, you know, we were called crazy. We were ridiculed nonstop. We had hit piece after hit piece written about us. And it's, you know, these people are literally torturing children. They're raping children. They're trafficking children. And we're being called the crazy ones.
Well, that's my next question. Speak this in your own words. Liz, how big is the vindication for you and everybody else? There's no putting the genie back in the bottle with this.
No. The vindication's huge, and it's obviously it's great to be vindicated. I had my life destroyed, my career destroyed for, you know, carrying this cross and for exposing this. But at the same point in time, you know, it's hard because no one wants this to be true. This is probably the worst thing in the world to be vindicated about. You know, nobody wants, no good person wants this stuff to be true. I did not want this stuff to be true. I just was smart enough to figure it out, you know, early on. But at the end of the day, like I said earlier, I don't believe that we are going to see justice until, you know, this reaches critical mass. Now it's reaching critical mass. And I do believe that, you know, when people like start demanding for justice, you know, people on the left, people on the right, come together for the kids, that's when we're going to start to see justice and arrest and, you know, more action happening. But the public had to wake up first, because, you know, if you go back to 2016, like think about what the climate was like in 2016 when President Trump won his first term. Do you remember how crazy everybody went after he won? I mean, I know most of the protests are manufactured by Soros and whatnot, but there were a lot of people protesting and vandalizing, and there was mayhem everywhere in 2016 and 2017 as well. So imagine if they just arrested all these pedophiles in 2016 or 2017. I mean, there would have been a full-blown civil war, in my opinion. We're in a much different place now. I mean, there's so many people.
Well, that's right. We better see action now. But expanding on that, you have 500,000 kids now smuggled in, much in sex slavery or slave labor. Even confirmed in the New York Times, having to cover their bases. Now they found 150,000 of them. So we're getting real action. That was the Democrats. That was Mayorkas. You were talking about something on a scale way above Epstein. Look at Mayorkas.
Right. So President Biden's administration was actively sex trafficking all these migrant children. And there was hundreds of thousands of missing children that were just sex trafficked, and they were handed to pedophiles during his presidency. And so Tom Holman has been working to rescue these children. They have been able to rescue thousands of these children. But they were actively trafficking children under Biden. And what they did is they reversed a lot of the things that President Trump did his first term to combat human trafficking, so they could traffic children, so they could get away with handing off these children, these migrant children, to actual pedophiles and sex traffickers. And then if you recall, they even were using private jets that off the book flights to traffic these children.
We're talking like full passenger liners. And then we interviewed the congressional whistleblowers who said they've been doing it before, like, you know, real kids for orphanages. They said none of it happened under Trump, escalated under Biden. They would put kids on 7-hour flights, 3-month-olds, no baby formula, no diapers. Then they would hand them to people on the tarmac or at Walmart parking lots or at shacks in the woods, and with no name.
Yeah. And these private jet flights, they were off the books.
And you know we're not going to find a lot of the kids because they drank their blood. Folks, that's in the emails.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, in the emails,
where do you think the legends of Count Dracula come from, folks?
Well, and that goes back.
They're not real vampires, but the spirit in them is ancient.
Right. I mean, they love young blood for multiple reasons. They like to drink it.
Epstein's in there in the official emails demanding blood.
Right. And they like to bathe in it. I mean, there are celebrities in Hollywood that openly admit that they love the vampire facials. You know, this is, again, this stuff isn't conspiracy theory. Like, a lot of them admit that they do the vampire faces and they're into blood. So, like, some of them admit to drinking blood. I mean, what was it? Megan Fox, you know, talked about drinking, you know, Machine Gun Kelly's blood or whatever. I mean, you know, these people openly do these blood rituals. And we learned from, you know, the Podesta emails that they were involved in spirit cooking dinners, and that involves rituals with blood. And if you just Google spirit cooking, you see a ton of celebrities at these spirit cooking dinners. You see them, you know, like drinking and or eating what appears to be blood.
And that's the training wheels, is they'll have actors in vats of blood and they come with spoons and eat it. That's like Bohemian Grove. It's just the gateway. It's to see if you're into it. And now we have Melinda Gates, Melinda French, saying he needs to answer for this. She wants her husband, ex-husband investigated. So that just came out today. So the rats are leaving the sinking ship. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really devastating to hear what he did to his wife. You know, he was trying to drug her because apparently he got a bunch of STDs. So he was going to secretly drug her. So think about that, Alex. If he was willing to secretly drug his wife, imagine what he's willing to do.
Video.
To
get it. She says she hopes there's justice. Look, she doesn't look so arrogant now. I mean, I'm telling you, I agree with what you said an hour ago. The House of Cards is coming now. No one can deny that. And I'm just frustrated that Trump wasn't more energetic in all this for whatever reason. I see your view on it. Maybe you're right. But my point is, regardless, I'm being attacked everywhere saying, if I cover emails saying delivering kids to be eaten, I'm bad, confirmed. Why don't you cover Trump? There is nothing there other than Trump not being energetic enough. And I get your point about act like you're not. So then the reverse psychology, maybe you're right.
Imagine if he was. Imagine if he was like, oh, yeah, like, oh, it seems people are getting exposed. I mean, the media would go crazy. They'd call him a dictator. And, you know, he has to.
Oh, no. I mean, the Democrats now, through their, they want it all pulled back.
Right. Because.
By the way, how big a news is that? Like, what did they think was, wow. That is what they've said for years. They said Trump's doing all this, so they demand its release. I'm like, oh, come on. And they did it.
Well, he was baiting the Democrats.
And remember, he said, I didn't want to hurt innocent people, but a lot of you are guilty, so we're going to do it.
But part of the baiting was them, like, making them think that Trump was guilty. And, like, clearly a bunch of them fell for it. And it worked because we had so many Democrats, like, demanding that the Epstein files be released. So, I mean, it worked like a charm.
And now, for those who don't know, the Democrats want all of the files pulled back.
Yeah, it seems that way.
No, they
these files did not boomerang in their favor.
It's a Democrat law firm. It's the victims, because, quote, innocent people got exposed. The point is, Epstein victims' lawyers asked court to order DOJ to take down Epstein files right now. Well, too late. It's already out.
Right. You know, why not just redact the files? If there are some names that weren't redacted, why not just go in and take down those files or just go in and redact the names? Why would you want to take down all the files unless you're just trying to cover it up? Even if they did take it down, it doesn't matter because, like, everything's been archived and there's other websites that have popped up with all the information.
What do you make of him talking about, don't act like a goyim, the war against the goyim, all that craziness?
Who specifically are you talking about?
Epstein, all these people he's talking to,
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, clearly, you know, he believes he's superior and he was constantly talking about, you know, how Jews are superior. I mean, there's tons of emails about that.
And again, I'm not coming to this from a place of trying to be mean. I know most Jews, but like, we hear all day how Christian right wingers are all secretly Nazis. And I'm like, we're not. Meanwhile, you guys got some explaining to do. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, the way that they talk, they basically look at anyone that's not Jewish, and I'm talking about Jeffrey Epstein and his elites. This is based off of their words, not mine, and their emails. They look at us like cattle, you know? And it's so funny and ironic to me because these are the same elites that have been calling us, you know, racist and bigoted and xenophobic, anti-Semitic for years. And it turns out these are the most racist, bigoted people.
Oh, yeah, he's in there saying, when you bring me these kids, no N-words.
Oh, yeah, he hated black people.
Podesta and them don't know. They want walnuts. People don't know that walnuts are brown people.
Well,
walnuts. And then he gets clear and he goes, no N-words.
But I think that specifically in the Podesta emails, the walnut sauce, which I do believe it's referring to a black child, I think that could be a reference to the adrenochrome, the adrenalized blood, not necessarily to rape the child. It's all so dark. But I want to say, though, you know, Epstein talks about being Jewish, but, like, he's not Jewish. You worship Satan. You had a bank account that was named Baal. Like, you're a Satanist, you know?
Yeah, his bank account was called Baal.
Yeah, like, sorry, like I know a ton of Jewish people, I have a ton of Jewish friends, and, like, none of them worship Satan.
Well, that's right, we need to get everybody to reject this and say it's wrong.
Yeah, I mean, but these Satanists, they all worship Satan, right? But they claim to be Jewish, they claim to be Muslim, they claim to be Christian. They've infiltrated every religion, right?
Well, let's be clear, we need Moses to come down when he caught the Jews again, and every other group around him was doing it too. And then he throws the tablets down and blows them up. We need Moses to show up and say, stop eating the kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
That happened before. Every culture did it. The Germans, the Aztecs. It's like, it's not giving the Jews a pass. It's like, come on, this has got to stop. All right. Very powerful. Liz Krogan, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon. Come back very, very soon, okay?
Awesome, Alex. All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much for having me on.
Amazing job. Thank you.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Now look here, even to this very day I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello friends, welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Stups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
Alex Jones, Patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
We'll be right back.
go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
All right, most of you know, you've heard me say it on air, and it's 100% true, that we got funding problems. We're basically in the red right now. And the biggest problem is Alex Jones. I did a minute and a half plug the first hour. That interview with Liz Crokin was so powerful. For an hour and a half, didn't plug one time. Every other radio show plugs each segment because that's when you get the most results, you know, live on the show. So I'm the problem. I'm asking all of you to step up. And regardless of what happens to InfoWars, I got some big announcements in the coming days on that. We sure survived a long time, haven't we? Regardless, I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. That's Big Lee that owns the Alex Jones Network with the backup studios, bigger studios being built right now. We need to stay on air, and we can't do that without you. So thank you for your past support, and I want to encourage everybody. We got the coolest high-quality knives, super quality. We got the best Patriot apparel. We got the very best supplements. Got a bunch of big sales going right now. But if you get anything, get methylene blue. Get the Irish sea moss, get our bovine colostrum. It's incredible. I want to thank those. I went to Cabela's because my middle daughter wants to start bow hunting. She's been shooting since she's 5 years old, but never done a lot of bow hunting. So I went and got her a compound bow, and I got mobbed. And I ran into two people wearing InfoWars shirts, and it was just great. We need your support. We got a lot of great designs at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to ask those that have never gone to the store but share the articles and things. I appreciate you. I need your support. Plus, these are really great products. So, thealexjonesstore.com. Got up to 50% off on some of the products right now. We got fundraiser shirts that are, you know, marked up. Some as we get more money. Things that aren't marked up, you know, are just, you know, regular sale. But we can't do it without you. You know, the Paul Weiss Law Firm, the biggest Democrat law firm, is involved. I showed it last hour in cover-ups for Epstein at MIT of them blackmailing controlling scientists. And you know, covering up sex crimes. That's the law firm suing me that filed in court last year that they've spent $323 million suing me. That was early 2025, they said that, in court. You pull this in Bloomberg, $323 million. It's 25, sorry. I mean, this is it. But we have been beating them, and believe me, if they're successful shutting us down, and it'll be early next month, we may make it through this again. Doesn't look like it. Our conspiracy against rights, our stuff is devastating. But Ed Martin just got removed as the head of the weaponization task force and basically sent to the North Pole, and that's Todd Blanche. And he's worked closely with Pete Santilli. This is really bad. So I'll just call balls and strikes here. But regardless, this big Epstein drop is ultra massive. So I want to go for the balance of the broadcast to Pete Santilli, who I've known for many, many years. And Pete's a former political prisoner. Talk about conspiracy against rights. That's how they had to release him, because it was a conspiracy against a journalist. He can speak to all of this, but I want to go to him in a moment because there's been some gigantic developments. I want him to cover Epstein and his take first on how big this is. It has now come out in the emails and the documents that Bill Gates is a total whoremonger, which has been well known for a long time, and was having sex with so many prostitutes, looks like underage, in Eastern Europe, you name it, and with Epstein in Paris, that they were hanging out constantly, that he had a bunch of venereal diseases, and he thought he'd gotten Melinda Gates sick. And so he was trying to get drugs that were liquid antibiotics to put in her drink. Well, Melinda Gates, Melinda French is her maiden name, throws ex-husband Bill to the wolves over Epstein. You've got some explaining to do. She just came out and said this. So the rats are leaving the sinking ship. Andrew Mountbatten, which is another fake name. They're not House of Windsor. Their true name is Saxe Coburg Gotha, and then a bunch of Hungarian names. Their original first bloodline goes to Vlad the Impaler. You cannot make it up. Yes, that's Count Dracula. If you think I'm joking, just type in British bloodline Count Dracula. It stops with him. It starts with him. You can't make it up, okay? You look at a breed of dogs, it'll say, well, 200 years ago, this dog and this dog were bred, and that created the line of whatever. That literally Count Dracula. That's why Bram Stoker wrote it about, they live under the church, they come out at night and kill people. Count Dracula brings babies to his queens. I mean, it's an allegory of what they're doing. So he's heavily involved with Epstein, so's the king, all of them. He's already been stripped of his royal title. Now he's reported to the police. So headline. The former backup king of England is now at a police department over Epstein. He's now in jail, basically. Yeah, boy, things are moving fast. So here's Melinda Gates. It's a longer interview, but here she is. This is so massive. We'll get Pete Santilli's expert take on this. He works heavily with the white hats at the DOJ. I just leave it at that. Here it is.
I think we're having a reckoning as a society, right? No girl should ever be put in the situation that they were put in by Epstein and whatever
and
was going
husband.
On with all of the various people around him. No girl. I mean, it's beyond heartbreaking, right? I remember being those ages, those girls were. I remember my daughters being those ages, right? So, for me, it's personally hard whenever those details come up, right? Because, brings back memories of some very, very painful times in my marriage, but I have moved on from that. I purposely pushed it away and I moved on. I'm in a really unexpected, beautiful place in my life. So whatever questions remain there of what I can't even begin to know all of it, those questions are for those people and for even my ex-husband. They need to answer to those things, not me.
Well,
and I am so happy to be away from all the muck that was there.
I have to put more words to the muck for context for our listeners. The emails in the files suggest that Bill Gates had additional affairs and that he tried to get medication to treat a sexually transmitted infection, and that he was going to give you the medicine without you knowing. His representative has said all of this is false. It is not on you to have to respond to the details of that alleged behavior, but I wonder what your dominant emotion is when you read these news articles with these details.
Sad. Just unbelievable sadness. Unbelievable sadness, right? And again, I'm able to take my own sadness and look at those young girls and say, my God, how did that happen to those girls, right? And so for me, it's just sadness for, you know, I left my marriage. I had to leave my marriage. I wanted to leave my marriage. I had to leave I felt I needed to eventually leave the foundation. So it's just sad. That's the truth, right? And it's kind of like, at least for me, I've been able to move on in life. And
not
I hope
so
there's some justice for those now women, right? We see them standing up in front of microphones in D.C. What they went through is just unimaginable, I think.
Well, you have the former wife, Nicole Shanahan, who did get out for real, exposing Sergey Brin as being happy for the lockdown, saying it's all part of the takeover, our new world order, saying that they kept the wives as front groups to launder money, but not in the case of Melinda French. She's a eugenicist. She's involved. Once Gates got caught, they broke off to try to protect everything with her. So she's so glad she's not part of it anymore. Yeah, right. She's heavily involved wearing her upside down crosses on TV. So this is gigantor, and you have the king's brother who's in line for the throne removed from the royal family in police custody today over Epstein. And then you have all these talk show hosts like Roe Barker on ABC and saying, oh, we all knew about Epstein, but we weren't allowed to break it. Ha, 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 it would have been a big story. Didn't care about the kids, scared about big stories she missed. You have John McCain's wife saying, after he died, oh, yeah, we all knew what Epstein was doing. Oh, yeah, you all knew, huh? Yeah, let's play her. Here's a clip of McCain's wife.
In plain sight. Epstein was hiding in plain sight. We all knew about him. We all knew what he was doing. But we had no one that was, no legal aspect that would go after him. They were afraid of him. For whatever reason, they were afraid of him. All of a sudden, someone said, BS.
We're not afraid of you anymore on what you're doing.
It's not like wrong, it's illegal, it's, you know, all those things. It's like a house of cards now. It's going to start tumbling, believe me. And these guys, if they don't leave the country, number one, they're going to get caught. And they're going and not only will they get caught, but they're going to be made examples of. And that's exactly what we should be doing with these guys, especially. In my opinion, if, you know, I know there's...
Ladies and gentlemen, now Amy Robach, ABC News. These are rats leaving the sinking ship. If you're the wife of John McCain, you know all about it. You do nothing. You're complicit. If you're Amy Robach, you know about it. You do nothing. You're complicit. At least go report it. I knew about this 20 years ago. I exposed it. Epstein specifically. 30 years ago with Ted Gunderson. 32 years ago. So I did my job. Here's the ABC News reporter. And we'll go to Pete Santilli at this take.
I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that also quashed the story. And then Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in because of the planes. She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton. We had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail, and now it's all coming out, and it's like these new revelations, and I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like, every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh my God, what we had was unreal. Other women backing it up. Hey, yep. Brad Edwards, the attorney, 3 years ago saying, there will come a day when we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. And I had it all 3 years ago.
And she's only pissed that she didn't get to get the scoop. What a sociopathic narcissist. So, Santilli, thanks for holding 10 minutes. I appreciate you doing that. I know I had you on about Ed Martin being fired, DOJ, what's coming next. You've got a lot of inside baseball from your sources. I talk to you all the time, and it's always been accurate. What a rebirth from being a political prisoner, you know, now to where you are today. But just watching this, I mean, this isn't going anywhere. This is only getting bigger. And all these people, from Bill Gates' wife to the rest of them, who all knew, now they want to act like they're not part of it, saying, oh, they all need to flee the country. No, they need to flee the country. Pete Santilli, what's your take on this, and what's your inside baseball?
Believe it or not, people like Ed Martin, who was he was on that working group to end the weaponization of government. That's an understatement as to what he was knowledgeable of. The internal communications, their mechanisms of communicating, of holding leverage and blackmail over others. There is a network that Ed Martin was fully aware of. I have it dated back to May of 2025.
Yeah, he was able to read the emails and everything of Jack Smith. He had it all.
That's right. In addition to that, there was some hidden stuff that was kind of buried at the Central Intelligence Agency's Office of Inspector General from years ago, where they had whistleblowers come forward and provide hard drives of data of all the crimes against the United States of America. This is what Ed Martin was at the center of. I asked the question this morning, what did he know? He knew a lot. Remember the NXIVM trials, how it came out in open court, how the only way that you're allowed to even get into their inner circles and their club is you have to have essentially collateral or blackmail material that they hold in their possession. You have to have a video of yourself raping a young child or something like that. The reason why nobody will say anything or come forward is because that they have that level of blackmail over them. If you breathe a word of it, you go to jail for the crimes that you've committed.
And that's what the insiders, anybody that tries who's a good guy, they come after you and your family.
That's correct. And anybody that from the outside that's a good guy, like Ed Martin, that becomes aware of all this stuff, you know what they do? They send him to, as you said, Siberia or, you know, he's a pardon attorney. I'm laughing about this.
North Pole.
It's not going to make the information he has go away.
Yeah, for people that don't know, Todd Blanche is on record doing this, and I noticed an immediate attack on Martin last night by fake Trump supporters, white pillars, saying, no, Martin never got anything done. He's bad. Trump knows what he's doing. No, no, I guarantee you Trump's not involved in this. He loves Martin. This is a bold move. I haven't talked to Martin in a while, but you talked to him a lot. What was he working on? Because we know Blanche blocked everything he was doing. That was confirmed. What the hell? Why would they make this move?
I will say this, okay? We have an entire group of people, because it's so overwhelming. Bunny Ranch was 2014, as you can imagine, when InfoWars started covering that. By the way, I have pictures and stuff like this, so I can not just name drop, but look at, here we are. There's Judge Michelle Fiore, Eric Parker, Jeanette Finicum. An entire delegation went to sit down with Ed Martin, and we have reams of legal documentation of exactly how the deep state operated. And it also included the National Security Council under Obama authorizing an armed predator drone strike against the American people.
Yeah, for people who know, you're going to bring up Bundy Ranch and then what happened, you know, in those different states and you being arrested. It's not, yes. Not you going back like a dog to its vomit. It was a window into how this all works. And Obama wanting to use predators and kill citizens that got you then in with the white hats in the government.
That's absolutely correct. As a matter of fact, something happened back then, and it's not old news. Actually, it's all been a blessing in disguise because it allowed me and us the opportunity through looking at the discovery to see all their communications methods, where their servers are located, how the FBI had 20-something, child porn servers set up so that the deep staters and the black hatters could communicate in child porn chat rooms. We gave them the exact location of where those servers were when President Trump came back into office, and it went all the way up the chain.
Now, here's an analogy. Trump did this. He was about to strike Iran a week ago to make them scramble their people, do their communications, learn where they're at. By you being in prison and the Bundy Ranch thing and that whole saga, that was a way for white hats, was it done on purpose, to then track back their intel. And we'll get to your case. I got a lot I want to, but let's talk bigger about Epstein, Martin,
yes.
Trump. What's happening with the DOJ? What do you think Trump's next moves are? Why they got rid of Martin?
We're going to fast forward. And this is, as a matter of fact, I think I texted you when we were going back and forth on Epstein. And off the cuff, I said, because of what I'm aware of, I'm understanding that there's a vault in Mexico that has all the blackmail material. When President Trump said that it's a hoax, it's because all the filing cabinets that Cash Patel and Pam Bondi and Dan Bongino looked at, we're all scrubbed. All
of the blackmail material. As this stuff is, what is it we're not getting?
What we're not getting was just revealed in an FBI 302 report that somebody in Mexico had indicated that they had blackmail material found in a vault in Mexico. So Melinda Gates and all these people, all these high, powerful elite, and I would assume President Trump had nothing to do with it. But he's well aware of the fact that this blackmail material exists, and it's still being held over the heads of all these rulers and corporate executives around the world.
And they're all organizing it against Trump, right, and now Nothing's been found on Trump. If I find something on Trump, I'll put it out. So what do you expect? Because this is devastating for the Democrats. I mean, my God, this is small children being delivered to be raped and tortured. I mean, this is all out. The corporate media's not picking it up, but it's all here, Pete.
It's slipped, and I haven't been told this specifically. It has slipped. I think Speaker Johnson mentioned it once that, and I heard this from other sources as well, that through the Epstein, investigation that President Trump actually became an informant. He was providing information to the intel services. As you know, billionaires like Patrick Byrne, they have communications. They're traveling worldwide with the intel services and providing information. I'm understanding that President Trump was an informant and provided a lot of information on what he discovered.
Well, I mean, sometimes you have to, and I've always disclosed it. When I had one arm of the Obama group, once Trump was already in, trying to set me up with Russian money, I went to the FBI, another arm of it, and gave them a report to my lawyers. And then later they spun, oh, Jones came to the FBI. Well, yeah, to expose the other arm of it. And it's the same thing. They sit in private investigators, you know, obviously out of the Paul Weiss group from the intel we have, to try to, like, hire a security company and then say, well, you work for Alex Jones. So you obviously rape women and do all this stuff. And we recorded him. We brought it to the FBI. That's not us being informants. That's us going to the FBI and saying, your other arm, your other tentacles doing this, we know it's you. Stop it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And to provide information on criminal activity, it's kind of like, you know, Don Lemon. This is why he's in such big trouble.
Somebody comes to my security company and says, we know you work for Alex Jones. We're going to hire you to help us do crimes. They're asking you to commit a crime. We had to go report to the FBI.
That's right, because if you don't, and I know this very, very well because of my cases, they could never prove that I met all three elements of the conspiracy. You have to agree, you have to meet in advance, and then somebody needs to take an overt act. Don Lemon met with them. He didn't opt out of it. He actually showed up and participated.
He said, we're about to run an operation on the church.
Yeah, so all of these people that are aware of these crimes right now, this the grand conspiracy, and I'm glad you bring this up because this is where we're going right now. As of October, and Alex, you and I know that there was that rumor floated by FBI COINTELPRO that I was an FBI informant. I never was officially until October of last year. I showed you my communication just to prove it up. I contacted a U.S. attorney and provided evidentiary proof, documented proof, met with senior FBI officials at headquarters, providing evidence that Comey, Brennan, Clapper, all of them were running this NSA equivalent surveillance system, blackmail system.
You had to meet with them, or you have a knowledge of a criminal report, you're now part of it. And we know the source you got it from.
You say that
separately. Our operation got hacked by these guys, and that led back to it.
Yes. Yes,
we
did
go there, though. We're about to file suit on them. Here's the problem. You're so sophisticated, by the way. You're so deep. You're talking and all this stuff. I can barely follow what the listeners are hearing all this, not getting what's going on. Let's talk from a 35,000-foot view before we go to break. We'll get into your case and all that.
Let's do it. I'll let you go.
Obviously, the deep state's got to be shitting bricks right now with this Epstein stuff.
Well, they are taking out Ed Martin's not going to stop anything from coming because the evidence that I provided to get Comey and Brennan indicted and put in jail forever is that there's two grand juries in Florida. I want everybody to have a sense of hope. Taking out Ed Martin, is it going to slow us down at all?
I just wonder if Trump loves Ed Martin. I wonder if Trump even knows this happened.
You know, President Trump knows a lot. He knows much more. I can't even imagine how he's able to keep all of these secrets, including all the information about the election fraud out of Venezuela. That's going to be coming. All the whistleblower testimony that General Flynn and Patrick Byrne had put together and Tulsi Gabbard's prepared a report. He just says, let's see what happens. You're going to see some exciting things. He knows exactly what's happening and the fact that we're going to be able to reveal all that stuff.
By the way, Byrne said we're going to grab Maduro a month before. I mean, he's not just making that stuff up. And he said all the Epstein stuff's going to come out. I mean, it's happening.
That's right. You know, back in 2023, I don't know if you've ever heard the name of Peter Tichtin. He's somebody who went to school with President Trump.
I've had him on the show.
The military academy.
Really smart.
You know, so they have a trusting relationship.
Very famous, successful lawyer. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, very, very trusting. President Trump went to school with him. So the gatekeepers
roommates. They're good friends.
That's correct. Peter Tichtin had information, and guess what it was about? It was about the fact that the deep state used a FISA warrant to surveil a Ukrainian national in order to spy on Giuliani and President Trump. We have documented proof of it on the court record. President Trump knew that he was being spied on by the deep state through a FISA warrant back in 2023, and people tried to block it from getting to him. Peter Tichtin went to Mar-a-Lago.
That was the guy with the, looks like the Monopoly man with the, what's his name? He got indicted too. It hadn't been dropped. The neocon, John Bolton.
John Bolton. It was actually a guy named Lev Parnas, believe it or not, when Rudy Giuliani was heavy in the
investigation. Bolton blocked all that stuff about Trump being spied on too from Trump. He lied. Remember how Harry Reid said we're going to lie in the briefings?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
See, we're bouncing around as experts here. We got it. Not that we're dumbing it down. I'm barely following you, and you're it's so complex. We got to dumb this down. Okay, we'll be back with Pete Santilli. You can find him at Peter Santilli on X.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you eat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
First Access TV show, almost 32 in April, and I had no idea the rabbit hole would take me down. And so I know all the Santilli stuff, I know all my stuff, I know what he's saying is true, I know what I'm saying is true. But the problem is the general public kind of tunes into news, even the informed, and they don't, I don't blame them, God, they're lucky. They just don't have the depth. So next segment, we're going to get into the current developments, your sources, what you know, that I separately. When you were telling me about some of this a few months ago, I've been told and knew about it. And I was like, I know about that. You know, the strangest thing, how they use a CIA base to then hack into our stuff, then act like, you know, they got it this way for the court and all that. We have that. And now that you're bringing it up, that's going to be coming out soon, the conspiracy against rights. And then how that then leads to all this and another investigation with the DOJ into it. And that's just one area. And the enemy knows it, so why not let the general public know it? But this is like a real James Bond movie, but it's not like a shootout with helicopters. A real James Bond thing is constant warfare at every level and lawsuits and propaganda and disinfo and your family being targeted and operatives and planting stuff. And it's much, much more complex and exhausting than people know, Pete, right?
It is. Matter of fact, I had such a great conversation in the previous segment. I was so immersed in it. That I almost realized, and I did exactly what I didn't want to do. Here, I wanted to do this. I wanted to show a picture, for instance, of the computers. I mean, we identified exactly where these computers are located and provided this information. Look at dating all the way back to May of 2025. This is the first contact we had with Ed Martin's office. So Ed Martin got all of our material. It's all legally documented. And I'm going to share with you a couple of things. We had to help Kash Patel out. You see this picture here? Kash Patel's running around giving awards and building a relationship with the rank and file. Well, the guy that's in this picture on over his right shoulder is a guy named Joseph Astorita, who lied under oath and went up to trial because of the wrongful death of, you know, Lavoie Finicum back in 2016. And Kash Patel was giving him the FBI's highest award. That's really what got us to sit down and say, look it, we know about the SPLC. We know about their communications methods. We know how they're spying. And we know how they're attempting to overthrow the United States of America.
Let me tell you the key. We had SPLC 4 years ago infiltrate us, jack into our security cameras for a year. And, of course, they found nothing. But, I mean, they are the CIA.
You know, I actually identified, and thank God they acted right away. Thank God the FBI removed them. The SPLC was actually providing consultation. They were providing training meetings to law enforcement when, in fact, they were operating, even dating all the way back to, you know, Buddy Ranch, Malheur, and a couple of other events. They were operating as FBI informants. We had them.
By the way, listeners are hearing this, like, you know, this is that. Paul Weiss Law Firm, SPLC infiltration. Yeah, folks, I'm like on the deck of a ship with my hair on fire. So's Pete. Like, he's been in prison for years, released innocent. This is a frickin' war. We're not trying to brag, but we're really men in the arena. All these other keyboard people, don't even say their names, you have no idea. If somebody's real, they're gonna have scars, or they're gonna be dead.
Alex, okay, let's bring it full circle, okay? Let's let everybody know, like, of all this stuff and the complexity, and it's happened over many years, they're complex. They have, in Afghanistan, they built 900 NGOs to launder
money. Hold on, stay there. So I want you to go back to the servers. Talk to us like we're 5 years old. Me too, okay? I get it, Pete. You got light years of info. You got to just come back. This is all bombshell upon bombshell. I'm revealing a lot here today, by the way, because he's bringing it up. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
On the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Sleeping
society, we've just been stronger. And I cannot quantify how big these Epstein files are. Total devastation to globalists. Rats leaving the sinking ship. Bill Gates' wife coming out against him saying he should basically go to prison. Pete Santilli, you have been a political prisoner. That's how you met the White House, got involved, been advising Ed Martin. Now he's been removed. You got the servers, the military base. Go ahead and say it all. Used to attack and attack us. Used to run child porn servers. Used for the Democrat operations. Start there, and then the other big news about where this is going. It's Pete Santilli.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, we heard most recently with Minnesota, the signal chats, how they're communicating. If you really started digging into those signal chats, you see all these NGOs, how they communicate. I mean, it is, if you think that I'm overwhelming the audience, which I am, with so much minutia and detailed information, there are current State Department officials, there's former State Department officials that are leading this effort, this color revolutionary effort to organize
these things. Yeah, it's not just state reps and state senators and the governor's office of Minnesota. It's commanded by the State Department. Even though Rubio's there and he has tried to dismantle it, they're still dug in.
Yeah, and this deep investigation, I mean, you know what? The investigation into the NGOs started back in 2018, a former InfoWars, a great investigative journalist, Millie Weaver, started digging into that. She's been looking into it ever since. Now she's finding she's still deep infiltrated. There's people that are on the payroll of the U.S. government within the administration.
Yeah, that's the Sunshine Project.
Yeah, and now there's even newer ones. There's a whole host of them. You definitely want to sit down with Millie because she's exposed it, and it's gone to the highest levels of our government. But I'm not going to digress. Look at this. Check this out. So what did Ed Martin know? Ed Martin knows where the servers are located. Why is that important? Because
you found out about this. Let's tell you sources in a separate investigation. This was used to hack my law cases against me in the rigged cases. It's a CIA base. Explain it.
Yes. And from Bundy Ranch, we determined that when they deem us to be domestic terrorists, it's for the purposes of surveilling us. Comey, Brennan, Clapper, Clinton, this grand conspiracy, they built their own NSA.
And Gabbard now released it. And I'm in the top 30 people in Arctic Frost being targeted. When Trump got in, I got a DVD from the FBI that we've shown, where Obama declared me a national security threat in 2013 with Comey. So again, the same thing, you were designated the next year, and that's how they do all this, and then explain it.
They do. Now, so the servers, the computers, how do they communicate? You get black operatives. I'm going to put one on the screen. This is what Ed Martin knows, that drone strike back in 2014, they found this guy basically in 2018, he had leaked information from the DOD that Obama approved a drone strike on protesters. Well, guess what? He's a U.S. Army colonel. His name is Franco Bradley. This is all documented. And guess what they found when they asked Bradley why he was at the March for Our Lives rally in Boston in 2018? He said he was carrying weapons because he was working with a secret government agency on a secret mission dealing with what? A secret virus, okay? All of these black operatives, here's the key point. These black operatives...
And you don't mean black because he's black. You mean secret for people that don't know.
No, I that's exactly what I mean. I hit the wrong button. The black operatives I'm referring to, that's right. We have to be very cautious what we say. People are sensitive. The black operatives communicate in these servers on child porn chat rooms. If you breathe a word of it, you go to jail for possession of having child pornography. You know who discovered that, Alex Jones? Your attorney, Norm Pattis, years ago discovered that the FBI was running 23 child porn servers. And from my cases,
name the base.
It's called Fort Washington, Maryland. That information was provided to the senior FBI officials at headquarters in October of last year. I gave them all of the documentation of all the receipts, the hard drives from a whistleblower that was turned in, and we told them exactly where to go find them in the burn bags at the CIA's OIG. This busts this thing wide open, And Ed Martin was at the center of exposing all of this. All
and
of
I know
this.
That without getting into details. Just when I've been up in D.C., they have Army intelligence and NSA specialists there. That's what's going on. And now we have Tulsi Gabbard 2 weeks ago, or a week ago, raiding with the new deputy director of the FBI out of Missouri, who's hardcore. Georgia, this is hardcore.
It is hardcore. They've done really bad things. We caught them. I mean, I have to say this. If I have anything to do with it, multiple agencies, multiple levels, Pam Bondi received a hand-delivered copy of all the evidence, documented legal proof of everything that I'm saying.
No, I mean, so
Patel,
what do you make
the day he was sworn in.
Bill Gates' ex-wife coming out. We have all the other ex-wives of all of them saying they're all going to jail. What do you make of that?
Bill, I can't imagine that Cindy McCain and Bill Gates is what, like those people, just because they're wives, that they're detached from this. I really can't even imagine that. I'm sure that they have some sort of a blackmail leverage over them as well, because they're pretty powerful women, are they not? You can't become powerful unless they have collateral over your head. So for her to come out like that, I just cannot imagine that she's not aware.
Yeah, notice you kept saying, I'm clear, I'm fine, I'm not part of it. McCain's wife, I'm not part of it.
She may not be part of the stuff that Bill Gates was doing on the island, but she's got criminal activity that they have collateral over her head. You can't even become powerful and rich.
Well, all the money laundering, the buying off the politicians, the scientists, and the regulators.
That's how they control all these politicians. Do you remember back in the day when 5,000 Pentagon employees were found to have had child porn on their computers? Mm-hmm. Remember that? Mm-hmm. It wasn't because they were looking at child porn. It's because that's how they communicate and that's how they leverage. You can't even get promoted to the general level or the upper echelons of the military without having that level of collateral. They're communicating with jihadists. That's how they communicate among each other. So I'm assuming that both Cindy McCain and Bill Gates' wife have that level of collateral over them
His chief of staff over all his properties got caught with the biggest private child porn collection ever, remember? And then he was given, Bill Gates, he was given probation.
That's exactly
including,
right.
As a matter of fact, including thousands of snuff films, babies being sacrificed. And now that's in the new WikiLeaks, which I'm calling the Epstein file, literally talking about murdering children. Confirmed.
Yes, these recent revelations, it's so overwhelming. I think that's what it's designed to do.
I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone right now, Pete.
What's that?
I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone.
Oh, it's going to get worse. It's going to get much, much worse, because when everything comes out and we realize how corrupt the system is, it has to be rebuilt.
Well, that was my next question.
I mean,
there's no way they stop this now. I agree with Eliza Crokin earlier. This is 100 times bigger than WikiLeaks. What are they going to do?
It is. Do you know what they need to do? They need to go to Bill Barr and ask him what he did with all of the laptops that he had. The Wiener laptop, Wiener. The Imran Awan laptop, because they're all tied to
what's
talking
Wiener,
about
what,
here.
12 cops see it, 12 cops get murdered in New York.
Right. That's right. And it has everything to do with what we're discussing right now. All of this stuff.
Because that laptop.
Remember Hillary Clinton's servers?
What was the control server?
Yeah, Hillary Clinton's servers and how Comey covered that up. Comey was part of it, of course.
And it was Comey and his daughter that kept all the secret Epstein stuff in New York.
Confirmed. That's right, because they used that as leverage against Hillary Clinton, knowing she was going to become president, and they would thereby control. You've heard that from Patrick Byrne, correct?
Yes.
He actually set up a bribe to do that. They built this system, a surveillance system, a blackmail system, the NXIVM sex cult, all of it was built to control.
And he was sent in by
the levers of power
to set up Hillary with the deep state. He figured it out and turned against him, and he's now been vindicated.
I think Obama is gone. This is just connecting dots only.
By the way, his Muslim brotherhood.
That's absolutely correct. That's a separate topic, too. But Brennan and Obama.
All the anti-Israel folks, I spent hours on Israel yesterday that's in the stuff. Israel is manipulating. It's a big problem. But Qatar spends tens of billions a year here, and it is a major cutout as well.
Alex, the Qatar and the whole Israel thing, did you know that Obama had a terminal in the White House accessing this computer system that Brennan and Comey and Clinton controlled?
You bet I know, because William Binney, the head of technical of the NSA, the greatest mathematician probably in history, he told me 15 years ago, 10 years ago, he said he found out that Obama had back doors built in all of it for them.
Yes, you know who's on my team right now? I have a team, and I can't disclose too much. Guess who's right now working on what we're talking about right now?
I didn't know that. William
Binney.
Wow, congratulations.
William Binney. Absolutely locked in. All these cybersecurity experts that are working on this. But here's the bottom line. Everyone needs to recognize this, that Barack Obama had access to this, and guess what he did? He set up blackmail against the Israeli intelligence services. He rolled the Israeli intelligence services.
Well, that's right. Israel's got problems. I'll bash them all day, but they don't understand. In Mossad, they say, is the best. Now, compared to the CIA and the deep state, definitely Israel's the tail, not the dog.
I know this for a fact. I mean, actually, the evidence was submitted. It's at the CIA's OIG. All Ed Martin and the team of people that know about all this.
Well, here's an example. You've got Ed Barak, former intelligence head and president, calling Epstein, trying to get million-dollar contracts to make money with big tech. Everybody wants to say Israel, like people always say, I cover for Israel. No, I interviewed the Joint Chiefs of Staff, all of them. It was Johnson ordered Israel to attack the Liberty, to go to war with Egypt and Russia, just like Gulf of Tonkin 2.0. And then they go, oh, you're covering for Israel. No, Israel attacked the ship. Our own government was with them doing it. That isn't a defense of Israel.
That's correct.
It's what happened. Well, I was told that.
Alex, I would be, okay, now I'm just speculating. It's way above my pay grade. Ehud Barak, nailed. Israel is concerned about the blackmailing of their entire intel services. If you ever wondered why Israel didn't respond appropriately on October 7th.
Well, exactly. It was Epstein because Robert Maxwell was Mossad MI6, but they reversed it, took over, and Epstein was mainly CIA, and they just blackmailed Israel.
They have all of the evidence. It is right now sitting at two grand juries in Florida. The stuff that I'm talking about, all the detailed information, documented legal proof, all they had to do was go look at the evidence, present it to a grand jury, and this is what they're going to do. They're going to bring a grand conspiracy against John Brennan, Barack Obama, Susan Rice. This is going to be, they're going to do a roundup. I'm speculating here. If they do this right, it is such a grand conspiracy. They're going to take some of our front-facing, you know, people that we want to do perp walks, but it's going to be thousands of people that have been involved in this conspiracy.
All right, let's be clear. John Bolton, we now know, is their double agent spy, confirmed giving him all the intel on Trump and lying to him. That's why they got him first, because he's the domino that connects to them.
John Bolton is so dirty, he's done. I mean, he's absolutely done. They caught him, and all they need to do is go back into the archives. You know that they can go into the archives. They have access to it. We told them where the disks were that are in the CIA's OIG. The government acknowledged they had them. All they needed to do is open them up and look at them. That's all they needed to do. Bring it to the grand jury, and everyone goes to the gallows. And it's happening right now, sir.
So let's talk about this. And I know this is happening. You see the movement. What is the deep state going to do now this is coming out? They're very dangerous right now.
Yeah, and I think that's why everyone's being vague, and Tulsi Gabbard's like, you know, well, I can't tell you what's going on. We know what I think you and I know what Tulsi Gabbard has as to the report about the Venezuela whistleblowers.
Oh, I talked to folks in the White House meeting 3 months ago, and I told you in January, which happened, Trump's going to start bringing out the Venezuela, Georgia, Arizona, all of it, and that happened. I mean, they have it.
You know, I'm just speculating as to how they operate, and I'm sure you've had access to law enforcement, like in narcotics. They let it play out a little bit. They want to listen. They want to. They don't want to get the street corner drug dealer. They want to get El Chapo. So they need to see the lines of cash, the conspirators, so they can cast a broader net. I would bet $1 billion right now that the military has to be involved because it's that big. It's that corrupt. You're hearing Trump now say that, saying that we need to federalize elections. That's a pretty significant statement because the system is that corrupt down to the county level. So I'm anticipating that, and I don't know if you've heard this intel, the Department of Energy at the highest levels, they control our nuclear arsenal, they protect our electric grid, that the Department of Energy, those military generals, basically had to take control because it was so out of control with foreign intrusion and stuff
like that. Well, it's funny
you
say that. I'm hoping that they're directly involved. I'm not allowed to talk about it. This is incredible. I'm not going to actually. I'm going to wait.
You are.
I know for a fact that they have been.
Anything I'm mentioning here, I'm not mentioning anything I was told to keep confidential. I'm just connecting dots.
Well, I wasn't told to keep it confidential. I know from separate sources. Austin is a major industrial base.
Yes.
Probably the biggest, fastest growing in the country, other than like Tennessee or Florida. An order came down a month ago to get all the former military and to go to all the security companies and to stage them at Tesla and at power grids. So you'll just see trucks parked there. And the enemy already knows this, so might as well put it out. But that's how close we're to full war with China. They are now put security at all this critical infrastructure. They had to scale up with huge funds that they're doing through the corporations, but their corporations are funding, not just guarding their factories, and they're told, and they're given printouts, look for Chinese military-age men and Muslim military-age men and prepare to be hit. And so they've actually got people staging, and I'm not going to say with what, but let's say Overwatch. They got, let the enemy know, drones in the air, everything over critical infrastructure. That's how close we are right now, that everything's actually airborne right now. So I'll go ahead and say it.
You're not only right over the target, but I can say this, I can confirm this. There is a completely separate internet, a dark fiber system that was put in place, continuity of government type stuff, that China is deeply embedded in our internet. Instead of changing cash and like going from a fiat currency to a digital currency, we're going to do the modern day equivalent of, as Colin Powell says, cut them off and kill them. They won't be able to communicate at all. That this new internet system, new power grid, will be activated to put China out of business.
At Tesla and other facilities, they got guys in pickup trucks with automatic weapons and grenade launchers and everything else for aircraft coming in, ready to be attacked by Chinese. I mean, that's how bad this is. Believe me, they ain't sticking people out there in trucks with all these weapons for no reason.
I think it's even bigger than just China. I think the revelations out of Venezuela, you got Cuba, you got
have armed paramilitary at critical infrastructure, government and private, all over the country with sophisticated weapons.
Yes, and we need to, and I think, just speculating here, that they're going to switch from that internet that they totally control, Neustar. Have you ever heard of that company called Neustar? President Trump filed a RICO lawsuit in Florida. Now, everyone missed this. He referenced it 79 times in his lawsuit about Neustar.
Sure, well, my point is, I've never seen a COG, I've never seen an InfraGuard or COG them actually send out all these people. So the point is they have literally stood up an army domestically right now in infrastructure. So that means we're probably close to war with China.
I would assume it's bigger than that, Alex, not to overblow what you're saying. Imagine the 72 countries that were overthrown with the election fraud by Cuba, China, Russia for the past 20 years. Imagine how many countries are going to be involved in this. If they take the United States out in the fashion that they want to, then they're not going to be able to get away with it.
My point is when they scramble COG defense forces and stand them up, the price must be billions a week. That means they think something big is about to happen.
Yeah, I think a major announcement is about to come out. And, you know, it's going to be very destabilizing because they've got their minions all whipped up to go into the streets and think Trump's a dictator. But when he brings the hammer down, it's not going to come from him. He's the chief executive.
They're not telling
the
security people,
from the generals.
Look for liberals or Andrew. They're saying Chinese and Muslims.
Oh, yes, they're getting ready. And they're going to come out as
well. Well, we know, as
Holmes said
in Minnesota last week, 2 million military-age men didn't take the free cash, totally let in. They didn't even want to be signed up and let in. They wanted to be here secretly. 2 million.
Alex, you can look this up. 5 years ago, I remember I was tracking shipping containers full of AK-47 parts coming in from China in multiple locations. If you put them together, it was tens of thousands of AK-47s, and those were only the ones that they caught. They've been shipping arms in for many years, getting ready for this moment. But I believe we caught them. I honestly believe we caught them.
Well, I wasn't going to talk about this until you raised it. But, yeah, I mean, the fact that for the first time in my life, because I've got feelers everywhere for 30 years, they've never activated the real COG stuff. So,
yeah, we're in continuity of government mode. Absolutely.
And you'll notice if you drive by a power switch plant in the middle of the country, you'll see a couple of trucks. You drive by a rail station, you'll see some trucks. You'll see an armored vehicle parked in the woods. You'll see a helicopter sitting over there. I mean, they're like locked and loaded, man.
Alex, I'm going to share one more thing before we go to the break. And I think you're absolutely right. I think you can add this just as an additional dot. This is what I do know. On Saturday, when I got in touch with the highest levels of our government about something very, very important, right? That person and the other person were sitting directly next to POTUS. And when they realized what additional information I had, it happened like that immediately. They are on this thing. I'm telling you, the generals at the highest level.
Well, you see, when Trump gets a question from a journalist, he goes, is that true? It's true. They're fired. Boom.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. You know, he says, well, we'll see what happens. And then they're out the door. I know.
Every American better be concerned. They're scrambling every former military person that has a security license, and then the special ones and former military. The government's like putting the weapons out. They're like, they got the guard bases up. They went shields up like Star Trek shields.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
We have a new product in at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this, and then looking at how they're organically derived, and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
All right. RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it. The health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said it's a long walk to Nashville.
Would you like a ride, son?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Sat down in the front seat. He turned on the radio. And them sad old songs.
You know, Santilli made me think of three or people I talked to in the last 5 days.
Then I noticed the stranger was good.
And so I started making some calls, and so much is going on. I knew it was happening, but I was just like, wow, they're hardening for the first time ever and scrambling private security services from mall cop level up to special operations up to whatever regular military they can pull in plain clothes around power stations, military bases, Tesla out here in Austin. And I'm not giving away any secrets. They, you know, the enemy needs to know people are waiting for you. And they're saying, yeah, if you see Chinese or what looks like Muslims rushing the perimeter and they'll say they got weapons, light them up. I mean, that's literally, this is like, so that, but the government doesn't do stuff like that unless it's like bad. Is if they hit Iran, then is China going to hit Taiwan? Is China going to activate all their sleeper cells? We know came in home and last week, 2 million came in, didn't want to be identified, even though the government was giving them free cash. You know, a lot of those, let's say 500,000 of those, let's say a quarter is actual operatives. You saw the Chinese coming in, they look like officer corps, 35, 40, you know, with the same backpack, same boots, and the Muslims that are, you know, saying, yeah, we're here to take over. This isn't a game, okay? So I'll use the analogy of Wrath of Khan, play a short clip here, where they're coming up, the Enterprise and the Reliant, and it's not identifying itself, and they don't raise shields quick enough. That's basically where this country is, what people need to understand. Here it is.
Slow to one half impulse power. Let's be friends.
Slowing to one half impulse power.
Lion in our section, this squadron, sir. And slower.
Sir, may I quote General Order 12? On the approach of any vessel when communications have not been established.
Lieutenant, the Admiral is well aware of the regulations.
Aye, sir.
Is it possible that comm system has failed?
It would explain a great many things.
They're requesting communication, sir.
Let them meet static.
They're still running with shields down.
Of course, we are one big happy fleet. Ah, Kirk, my old friend. Do you know the Klingon proverb that tells us revenge is a dish that is best served cold? It is very cold in space. Yellow alert.
Energized defense fields.
I'm the
getting a voice message. They say their chamber's coil is overloading their comm system.
Spock.
Scanning. Their coil emissions are normal.
They still haven't raised their shields.
Raise ours.
Their shields are going up.
Lock phasers on target.
Locking phasers on target.
They're locking phasers.
Raise shields.
Fire!
Kamala Harris had gotten in. This is what we have there right now.
Damage report.
They knew exactly where to hit us. Who knew where to hit us? And why? One thing is certain. We cannot escape on auxiliary power.
Visual. Zulu, divert all power to phasers.
Too late.
Hang on!
Cheesy movies analogy. Trump just raised shields. I want everybody to know that. This is exclusive. Peace, Santilli, what does that mean?
It means that I know something, and I think you will know something as well. We saw some of it play out in Venezuela. I believe that we have the most sophisticated technology on planet Earth, and President Trump is starting to let our adversaries know that if we go to battle with those that have destroyed the United States of America, extracting trillions of dollars and offshoring it, that everything that we're seeing right now, they're not quitting. People like Norm Eisen, and do you know the name Gene Sharp, the
yes.
Color Revolutionary Tactics, they're going to try to simulate an organic
a bunch of
event, and it's not.
That
it's
are
all manufactured.
Antifa, they all just ran to China last week.
It is all, whatever is happening, all the chaos, it's
bottom
all
line,
manufactured.
Bottom line, the war with China has already begun.
The war with China is funding all of this. They're funding it, and this is the trigger event. They're going to trigger what looks to be an organic event, and that will allow all of the, you know, millions or hundreds of thousands of jihadists, gang members out of Venezuela. They emptied their prisons. You heard President Trump say that.
The intel is they're telling the military and paramilitary look for Chinese. So that's the intel.
Right. But they get to blend in by using peaceful protesters as human shields. As soon as they can get millions of people out into the streets or hundreds of thousands of people out into the streets, that's where their operatives.
The administration believes from intel that there is a serious threat of them hitting infrastructure imminently.
They are, but we're better than that. I have full faith and confidence in the highest levels of our military. I have faith in it. I was in the military. I know what our continuity of government is capable of doing under these circumstances.
In fact, didn't you even do training in X-84 in the Marines, right?
That's correct. Actually, back in the day, we had a process in continuity of government. The joke was you take a 3-ring binder off the shelf. And even if the president of the United States is gone, you've got a succession plan. Well, if our country has been overthrown, trillions have been extracted, that our nuclear arsenal is vulnerable, through our cybersecurity, that Joe Biden was put in place through foreign interference in our elections, they will not turn over the football to Joe Biden. And those generals essentially have continuity of government orders that they must, protect, defend, support, the Constitution of the United States, and President Trump is that signatory that allows him to do that as the civilian authority.
And that's why going into Venezuela
and
the rest
right
of it
now
is a show of strength to China.
This is not conspiracy theory. We're not, this isn't clickbaity stuff. This is happening right now. It is happening. That's why on Saturday.
No, I can assure you they got paramilitary surrounding COG now for the first time in my being on air.
They are. And Alex, when I started getting urgent about those, signal chats and the NGOs, Millie had told me, I'm really concerned. They haven't stopped these guys. And it sounds like they're desperate and they're about to go hot. So when
I took
that
20
up
videos
Cheney, man,
a day of leftists saying, I'm a nurse. I'm going to kill conservatives, not just ICE now and women. I'm going to go shoot ICE on the streets. I mean, they're just everywhere going crazy.
And that is part of the influence operation to get people ginned up. Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. Keep your people energized to go out and fight the fight. That's what they're pushing. It's a psychological warfare operation. General Flynn knows this very well. It's fifth generational style warfare. Once they get the peaceful protesters out there into the streets, those are the human shields, and that will draw out
the
jihadists.
Talk about their power. I meant to do this last few days. I've been so busy. We have the clips. Everybody saw it. They don't need me to show you. Everybody knows it. Wednesday, the DNC says, and the NGOs say, we're activating the children. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but school days, then yesterday, my own crew saw it. I saw it in Austin. Elementary, middle school, high school, marching out, beating up adults on the street. Our children under the control of the national, teachers union. I mean, this is malice. I mean, this is happening. This is, so the Democrats say activate the kids. And then the next day they hit the street. I mean, that's power though.
Are you familiar with Gene Sharp?
Yeah.
Gene Sharp's Dictatorship to Democracy, before they had the internet, actually the new Gene Sharp is Norm Eisen. He wrote the Democracy Playbook. What they need is children. They need peaceful protesters holding flowers to die and to get shot because they'll use that
person. Well, they told Axios that 6 months ago. They said we need to get our people.
As a propaganda tool.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, a child is going to die. Oh, God forbid. Can you imagine?
We're supposed to forget. So we got to get it out now. Like, they're literally sending children out the last 5-6 days everywhere trying to get one killed. Did you see the video out of Nebraska where the high school girl runs in front of the car to get hit?
Yes, the entire environment is manufactured for that to happen. They need it. They need a dead child. Just like the Palestinians and Hamas, first thing they do is they cue their camera people to get a shot of that and put the baby out for propaganda purposes. What does that do? That draws millions of people more out into the streets. They know what they're doing.
Yeah,
that
for some idiot that goes, you're coming for Israel. We don't like what Israel does. We sure don't support the Muslims blowing kids up. Like, you can be against both things, dummies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, if you get emotional enough to where they're forcing you to choose A or B, you know that you're right in the middle of psychological warfare. Choose a completely other option and opt that. Don't even get emotionally charged because that's what they want. They want both sides emotionally charged, but ultimately they want to destabilize us.
I know if I pick the phone up, I haven't even done it. It's already enough from Swiss sources. I got state police sources. I got Texas Rangers sources, FBI sources, Austin PD, Travis County. I call them. Are you on alert for terror attacks? Yeah, the biggest alert ever. So the fact is there's never been an alert like this. Trump doesn't put alerts on for no reason.
No, Sarah Adams tracked and Sean Ryan, I don't know if you tracked what they were putting out with the amount of money that was funneling into Afghanistan. Hamza bin Laden has been training jihadists, including those that went into
the 80s,
October 7th and
that
Syria.
Biden gave them.
$80 to $100 million per week has been going into Afghanistan.
Yeah, but not just that.
Through
remember
900
the 80 plus billion
NGOs.
In equipment that Biden gave them on purpose.
And Alex, you're a 9/11 historian. How much did it cost them to perpetrate 9/11? What, $500,000?
Yeah.
How much? What do you think they're going to do with $80 to $100 million a week? It's already been on the record. Blinken confirmed it.
Yeah, but they gave them eighty plus billion dollars in equipment in Afghanistan.
What are they going to do with that? They've already infiltrated our country. They're in the interior. They're waiting to activate.
Well,
they need that
destabilizing
trigger.
They already used part of it over Syria.
Yeah, well, they went from October 7th, right? That was a smaller event. They needed 10,000 militants to go take over Syria. They did that. their final steps going to be here in the United States of America. It's sad to say, but you know what? Everyone needs to understand, we have to have faith. Otherwise, we're destroyed, that the military knows all of this. If you and I know this, they know what's going on. They have the power to listen, and they have the most sophisticated weapons technology to defeat.
Right, but I don't think they should let the globalists launch the attack. They need to stop it before it happens.
You know, I think President Trump, the negotiator that he is, I think the Venezuela thing, you know about that secret sonic weapon that they, it's way, way deeper than that. I think
the
President
made jokes
Trump,
about that. The B-2 bombers are best technology. That's from 1967. So yeah, no, they got a lot of stuff.
But have you been, were you aware we have, were you aware of President Trump at Truth Media Group, the TMG, TMTG, merged with TAE, Nuclear Micro Reactor Company?
The free energy company, yeah.
Exactly. Now, I do believe, and not connecting dots. I mean, it's happening.
No,
right
Trump
now.
Has said he
the
wants
critical
to
minerals,
stop
the technology
the
we have.
Technology.
We're going to be using all of that to defend us. That's why Greenland's
now that you
so
say
important.
It, the enemy already knows. These so-called mini nuclear reactors really aren't that, and the enemy already knows. I'll say it. They're actually free energy plants.
They are, and that free energy, you know, the golden dome that President Trump refers to, and why he's going after Greenland for the minerals, because we have
right,
the
we
technology
have to have the minerals.
That overpowers
we have to have
all
the
of
minerals.
Our adversaries.
That's the only place we are in checkmate. And now the left's pissed. He went around China to double pay and buy up all the minerals.
Oh, yeah. We will dominate the world with because they've also developed technology where we don't need a big, huge mine to go get gold out of the earth. We don't need, you know, high concentrations. We can go into a coal mine. We can go anywhere. And the United States is all mapped out. President Trump knows where he can go get certain elements like antimony. What is it going to be used for? Well, guess what, Alex? Let me share this with you. There are black sites right now set up where they're extracting these minerals to be used for our weapons technology right now that you and I have will not
well, he already,
have any
he already,
clue
he already
what
sent the
is.
Pentagon in to take over silver smelting.
Yes, and he just announced yesterday the Project Vault to store all of it. We're going to go like gangbusters, collecting all these minerals that are going to be used for free energy technology and weapons technology. But we will dominate the world and have peace through strength, I believe. Well, you have no choice. They want to destroy us.
The question is, did he launch the operation early enough? Because
I believe so. I believe so. I can't believe... Well, did you know that he signed the Critical Minerals National Emergency in September of 2020? Did you know that?
Yes.
He was going after the critical minerals, and then they kicked him. That 4 years set us back a little bit. But
yeah, how did China get 98%?
How
did China get 98% mineral control? Because the globalists on record will put anybody in jail, whether you're French, German, American, Canadian, Australian, you try to go mine these things yourself, the bureaucracy puts you in jail. China had a deal, people that don't know, they weren't supposed to expand militarily. They had a deal on rare earth minerals and the manufacturing hub. The globalists be the military. They double-crossed the globalists. The whole thing fell apart. That's why they admitted Davos, the globalism is dead, because their own system failed of their own treason to themselves.
Sir, the military has been tracking. I know this for a fact. I can provide you the links. The fall of Afghanistan wasn't just about pulling out and scaling down. How China became a monopolist, 90% control of the critical minerals. It was handed to them by people like Joe Biden that allowed them to come set up and tap
remember,
into
remember,
all
we
the
took over
mineral
Iraq
rights
and
Afghanistan.
China and France control the oil.
Yeah, and guess
and
what?
Trump is like, no, and Joe, we get the oil this time.
And Joe Biden and these globalists strangulated our mining industry. It takes 29 years to tap into
we
our natural resources here in the U.S.
Lead smelter in America.
What? One. What? I'm sorry, you broke up. What'd you say?
No, we don't have one lead smelter. We do now, Trump. But
oh, we have one. Oh, yeah.
That,
absolutely.
That is decapitation of our industrial base.
There's tens of quadrillions of natural resources wealth here, and we're buying them from China. Did you know there's 2,000 pounds of critical minerals that we get from China that's in our F-32? I think it's that's the latest. Can you imagine? What kind of a national security disaster is that, that we get thousands of pounds of critical minerals from China for our most sophisticated weaponry? Those days are gone, sir. They're done. Our highest levels of our military,
Trump,
I believe,
perfect, but America's long surrender is over.
I have so much faith right now. You know why? Because the alternative is something I choose.
No, I agree. Like, we can be mad at Trump all day and put his feet in the fire. That's great, but it's light years better than what we have with Kamala. In the last few minutes, closing comments, any tidbits you'd hit Pete Santilli?
Yeah, I want to strongly encourage you to really dig it. You know, the Cam Higby pieces that were put out there, that was neat, that he got the signal chats. Why is that important to the average viewer? I want to speak to the viewer right now. You need to understand that if you look at those signal chats
on
their face.
Who do you think hacked it, the government or a private guy?
Hacked the signal chats?
Well, now we got hacked and taken over.
Millie Weaver has two internal moles. She's worked with, she's infiltrated them over the past 4 or 5 years. The NGOs back during the 2024 election and most recently. She has people internally that are collecting all this data.
No, I know. But they didn't just release the chats 2 weeks ago. Last week, like Thursday, they took control of it and overwrote it with Tom Homan memes. You saw that, right?
Yes, but there are multiple layers there. There's higher level stuff.
No, I know that's just one system, yeah.
Marie Stephan, she was on Colbert. She's a former State Department official. She's leading the effort. They're running this color revolution behind the scenes. There's leadership that they're switching links, and but they still have their training materials, and it gets distributed electronically. They are if you think it was confusing to talk about servers and stuff at the beginning, imagine them running this very sophisticated system. This is what I heard, sir. No disrespect to our administration, but they're overwhelmed. They're overwhelmed right now. And that's why I say the military has to be involved right now. Pam Bondi, do you think she has the capacity to piece together?
Well, let's just say we're at war. The conspiracy? Answer is to decapitate the leadership of the globalists. And I'm not a guy that talks like that, but we're at this point, we're in a war. George Washington would be signing, you know what, warrants. Like, the games need to stop.
We have to. That's why I would have to assume, I mean, for a situation like this, you'd have to have military JAG officers preparing for tribunals, yes?
I don't think you have tribunals at this point, Pete.
No?
No.
You don't think we can? It's got to go through the regular courts?
No.
Do you trust the judges?
The opposite direction, helicopter rides.
Yes, absolutely. I hope so.
They openly killed 30 million people with shots. It's Pinochet helicopter rides.
Yeah.
They're the ones that brought us here. I'm not into this. I don't like it. But this is where we are.
This is exactly where we're at, sir. This is exactly where we're at. And everyone needs to recognize. Now, everybody, people are like, oh, get guns. And you know what? Prepare to protect life, liberty, and property at your
protect
residence.
Protect the infrastructure. Take control of the government. And then give the top globalist helicopter rides.
Yeah, get with your local sheriff.
If you gave a few globalist helicopter rides, they'd all give up. We can stop the bloodshed, the civil war. Trying to save lives. I'm not a guy that into helicopter rides. We've reached helicopter ride time because they want to take us all. I'm serious, Pete.
Yeah. Oh, it's
time for 100 globalists to go for helicopter rides.
One final comment. This is documented proof. It is well established that John Brennan himself, the Muslim convert, and Zbigniew Brzezinski met with Barack Obama and groomed him in Pakistan. That's why it's well documented. John Brennan's company got caught scrubbing Barack Obama's passport.
Well, 100%.
I thought you were thinking that I was coming up with a conspiracy theory. John Brennan allowed 13 of the 9/11 hijackers through Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Two of those, I read the transcripts.
No, I interviewed the head of the embassy that said he was ordered by Brennan to let him in.
He was. And two of the 9/11 hijackers that were allowed in by John Brennan were working for him as CIA assets.
No, John Brennan.
John Brennan's already well documented for attempting a coup a long time
here's
ago.
The news of John
this
Brennan.
Has been an ongoing thing.
Here's the news for John Brennan. All the king's horses and all the king's men can't put your new order back together again. So when I talk about helicopter rides, I'm saying at the point you've taken us, I want to stop war, I want to stop nuclear war, I want to stop mass death, and you have taken us to this place. So you did this. I'm just being completely honest. Like, I'm not Mr. Big Tough Guy. I'm not Mr. Oh, I'll do this, that. I'm saying, well, you've taken us to this point, and I'll back Trump right now to drop the hammer. Pete Santilli, thank you so much. People can find you
on Peter Santilli
on X and linktapgo.com, Pete Santilli. Pete, we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, Alex. Great segment. Thank you.
Great hour and a half, yeah. All right.
Peter Santilli on X, if you can follow me.
Yeah, Peter Santilli on X. Thank you. Bring it back up. Go ahead, Pete. Yeah, Pete, go ahead. Yeah, Peter Santilli on X. Yeah,
no, I didn't know if we were out. Peter Santilli, there's going to be a lot of great, glorious moments. I believe we see black helicopters and roundups. Everyone's going to, they're going to want to know.
Yeah, we were against the black helicopters when the Democrats controlled them. Now we need the black helicopters to save us. And give our friends special rides to the Gulf of America. All right. Or your nearest lake.
We're going to make it, men!
Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.